cross. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail be our rock. All hail be our rock. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known, hope day and night. Say them always, all hail be our throne.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. This evening, once again, every day, twice a day, we have come to you to continue this very work that we are all doing together to make sure that we work as hard as we can, as hard as we could collectively, to ensure that the will of God is fulfilled upon this very earth with the coming of the renewed, re-enthused, energized Biafra. We are engaged in its restoration. Therefore, this evening is no exception. We shall preach this very gospel that heaven may be able to hear us, and that mankind may be moved by the plight of Biafrans to do something about the restoration of their freedom and their liberty. The reason why we do what we do is because we value our freedom. We were a free people before the white man came and enslaved everybody. They left us in tatters. We are now baboons and monkeys in the zoo that they created. We are unable to reason. We cannot think properly. We cannot do anything properly. We are not masters of English language, and we do not have command or mastery over our native languages. Nothing appears to be working. There is a wholesale criminalization of the entire body politic. Day-to-day discourse can only be understood from the perspective of, or the viewpoint of, the very strong dominating and devouring the weak. It is a very hopeless and terrible place to come from, the zoological republic. And here we have vowed to make sure that that stain and disgrace that is called Nigeria will no longer exist. Biafra will be restored. Wherever you are, you must be prepared for what is to come. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Those of you in the far eastern part of the world, our people are not noted for their resilience. That was why we fought a war for only 3 years and abandoned everything after 3 years. That gave a very erroneous and misleading impression to humanity. They thought that we are not serious. How dare you fight for your country and run away after only 3 years, if indeed you are keen on getting your freedom? Here we have come as IPOB, indigenous people of Biafra, all over this very planet, including Biafra land, to do what most people consider to be the impossible. I welcome the challenge. I relish it, because in the end we will prevail. That I know for sure. I have no shred of doubt. I have no concern whatsoever. I am fully convinced. I am wholly convinced that we will prevail in the end, and that Biafra will be restored in truth and in honesty. Not just any Biafra, but one predicated on uprightness, justice, fairness, and equity. Chukwu Abiama is in heaven watching over our efforts, and in so doing, we must offer praise to heaven. But before I do so, I will welcome everybody who is joining us for the very first time. Those of them listening to Radio Biafra right now via CHK 97.6. Some of them are getting us on 97.3, some 97.4. Some have even suggested 97.7. Along that very spectrum of 97, scan all over the place, our voice is unmistakable, because we are without fear before anything born of woman. We have come to serve our country. We have come to fulfill all righteousness. We have come that the will of God may come down to this earth to manifest itself in a restored country that is called Biafra, for the benefit of mankind and to the glory of heaven. CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. Somebody rang today and I was moved. And he said, in the southeast, Ebonyi State is the only state without Radio Biafra presence. It is the only place without Radio Biafra. Somebody wrote also yesterday, I'm not at liberty to mention his name, very close to us in the past, said there is none in Ebonyi. We will install Radio Biafra in Ebonyi as a matter of extreme urgency. It's a very expensive business, believe you me, very, very expensive. But we are going to do our best to make sure that we propagate this very gospel of redemption, a gospel of hope to the people of Ebonyi. I like Ebonyi very much, because they possess too many things that others do not possess. White and black marbles, and also limestone. Very, very key. The house of Chukwu Abiama, the house of Jehovah Nissi, the house of God, the house of Jehovah Jireh, everything that we require to build a very edifying masterpiece to Chukwu Abiama, we will get it from Ebonyi. And as I said, when the time draws nearer, I will tell you why Ebonyi will do that work and do it very, very well. Do not worry, we are going to Ebonyi State. Don't worry about that, we will be there as quickly as possible. I have given the instructions and the orders to make sure that we have an installation running in Ebonyi, and that will happen very, very soon. Ebonyi is very special to us, and we must acknowledge them everywhere. We will have a presence in Calabar. We will have one in Ikotekbene, in Uyo. We are going to everywhere. There is no place we are going to leave untouched. Everybody will receive this gospel. And then the monster will come. The monster itself will be unveiled. When it starts to vibrate, heaven knows. Even those in Morocco will get Radio Biafra. I called it a nuclear weapon. A weapon of immense devastation when it comes. You will see what will happen. We know what we are doing. One step at a time. We test the waters and we move. One step at a time. And we are making so much progress. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. We are also on satellite. I don't know why people have stopped all of a sudden installing satellites for their families back in Biafra land. I don't know why you have stopped. I don't know why. You need to install satellites for your parents as well as them listening on radio. Do you know why? You never can tell what the zoo will do. We know they don't have money to match us. We know they are on their knees economically. We know they are suffering. But at the same time, you never ever underestimate your enemies. I don't do that. Never. That is why we always go with two options or even three. We are on radio, we are on satellite, and we are online. On satellite, you just call your engineer. Call anybody you know that scans and tunes for satellite. Ask them to find Radio Biafra. And then you will be able to join us on satellite. Radio Biafra is also online. Millions of people are listening. Every time zone of the world, every continent, every country, there is somebody somewhere right now, this very second, listening to us live and direct. We are live right now. This is the only time you can call us, and also in the mornings when we are live. At other times is a repeat. 7 p.m. here in the United Kingdom, 8 p.m. in Biafra land, 8 a.m. here, 9 a.m. in Biafra land. We are always live. That's something you need to know. And the barrister will join me very, very shortly. www.radiobiafra.co. We are there. If you go to www.rblworld, write all these things down in case you lose connectivity due to bandwidth difficulties or the other. You will be able to connect on another platform, please. Very, very important. RadioBiafra.co. Write that down. Note it down very well. If you're listening via the internet, also write down RBL World. Or one word. RBL World, which stands for Radio Biafra London World, which is RBLworld.tv. I know it's not the easiest of names to grasp, but it's there. RBL World. TV. We are also on IPOB.org. That's our acronym. IPOB.org. We are also on IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. We are on tuning.com. Radio Biafra is also on RadioForest.net. If you are lost and you don't know what to do, once you go to Google, you type in Radio Biafra, they will show you where to go to go and find us, and you find us there. You will be able to join us and millions of listeners all over the world. Some are hiding under the bed. They are listening. Oh, for the name of God, Negent. Some people are hiding under their wife's wrapper and listening. They are listening to Radio Biafra and they are hiding. But we don't hide. Very soon we shall prove it. Of course, they know us very well. When we are back in Biafra land, they yap. We travel abroad, they yap. We are live and we are direct, and we welcome each and every one of you. Also, go out and tell those of them around you. Tell them that we are live. All of you listening via your transistor radios, go and tell people that we are live on the air. This evening you will call, we'll take your calls. Of course we will. Therefore, we beckon upon Chukwu Abiam. Chukwu Abiam will stand in the front at the back, to the right, and to the left of this very effort we are making, because he asked us to come. Man did not ask us to come. Heaven determined that we should come. And having come, we must worship him in truth and honesty. Every day, every morning and evening, we never tire. We will never ever be tired of giving praise to heaven. We worship God in heaven and nothing made by man. Nothing. Never changes. Never ever changes. That is why they call him the Ancient of Days. Never ever changes. Therefore, you will have no other God before me. Exodus chapter 20 verse 1. I never miss it. No other God before me. I created you. You worship nothing else. So says the Lord of hosts. That is a very simple biblical edict we obey here on this very platform and within the wider family all over the world. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama, you will accept our prayers. You will accept our offering, our thanks. You will accept our unremitting submission to your will. His will must be done. That in the end, every honor and glory will go to Chukwu Abiama and nobody else, for he is God. Now and forever. He said, my name is Nnamdi Kanu. I am the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over this very planet, the very commander of all her forces, and by the grace of heaven, the director of Radio Biafra. I cannot do what I do if not for the grace of Chukwu Abiama. Therefore, by his grace and grace alone, I will now and forever remain a faithful, loyal, and dedicated servant of the indigenous people of Biafra. I will go to the barrister. After the barrister, I will go on to present the numbers with which you can use to contact us. I thank all of you who are with us on WhatsApp, sending us messages, thanking us for the work we are doing, offering to support in one way or the other. We welcome all of you. We welcome your appreciation. We value it. The same way you are messaging us on WhatsApp, you can use your WhatsApp right now to tell your friends that you are listening to Radio Biafra for them to join us also. They can do so via CHK 97.6. They can do so via satellite, and they can also do so via online. The barrister will come to me via the telephone. Very secure and sound, I presume. Very eminent, very accomplished. And I love the way that the barrister joins me all the time, in the morning, in the evening. Not minding, he's a very busy man. He will always come to join us because his country is very important to him. And that is why he is distinguished in his field. The very eminent, accomplished barrister and attorney at law. Barrister Mamezu, you will join us and you will, of course, greet your people. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister.
Director, you sound very energetic and fired up.
On Ozioma Chineke. Kana Baseba, Barrister Ozioma Chineke.
Well done. Your people, they love you a lot for what you do, for what we represent here on Radio Biafra. Director, I thank all of you, those of our people that are very enthusiastic, listening to us on a daily basis. I have to thank one of my friends on Facebook, Obi Ajolo. He sends me some information. Director, we are making inroads. Even Lagos University are now preaching, knowing that Lugard brought us together. Different cultures, different aspirations, different traditions. Children are now talking against what the Europeans did to us, i.e. British people deliberately, just for their own economic use. They put us together, merge us, regardless that they are committing crime against humanity. They didn't care. If you do it to them, they will not be happy. They take you to court. They want to lock you up. Why would British do something so atrocious as they have done to us? Discarded our families, killed our people. Up to today, nobody has been called to question about the genocidal act they placed upon us. Our children died. Our people died. Father and mothers, everybody died in the name of Britain. All the rubbish, atrocities that is committed in Biafra land, Britain has not one day said, we have violated these people. They violated us. Director, the information I was reading today and watching today is an indicative that we have made inroads square and wide. Without Radio Biafra, the information on board today wouldn't have been established. Square Biama, we thank you for the time, for the people you called around, all the Directorate of State selectively brought to come and administer Radio Biafra to its production up to today. We are grateful that the people around us, all of them, are up to and equal to the tasks that we are following here. We thank your listenership, wherever you are, your support, even calling Radio Biafra, even these days, Director is no longer coping with the volumes of call we receive here. That is what we've been asking for all these years. But we are grateful at last we've arrived at our destination. One more thing left is to walk into Biafra land, reorganize ourselves, and carry on as usual. It's been long coming. A lot of injustice has been done against the people of Biafra. Chukwa Biama will eventually pay the dues of what our people suffered in the past. For the present, we are working assiduously to making sure that no stone is left unturned, because we are determined to going back home and to overlook all this rubbish, all these iniquitous acts against us. You go home, there's no peace. You come abroad, there's no peace. Our people are scouring everywhere looking for a peaceful home. There is none, apart from going back to where you came from. All of us, out of anger, we will decide to bring Biafra, or all of us will die. This is what we have decided to do. Director, I have something to say. One of our sisters in Akwa Ibom, in Ekwote Ekwene, the first wife of late Mr. Ekwene, died and was buried today. So we sent our call because they listen to Radio Biafra via internet.
Oh no.
And we tell them that Radio Biafra says sorry to all of them, just like we said yesterday to our financier in Australia, or former. Death is all over. It's for us. It's not meant for dead things. Death is meant for the living. Eventually we will go. But we keep asking for us to restore Biafra. When you die in your homeland, that is the most peaceful death anybody can ask for. We thank all of you for listening, those who are still waking up, those who are awake, and those who will be waking up. We enjoin you to come with us on Radio Biafra, because we will not relent. It is a mandate. You can never hear me that I say no longer Radio Biafra. It is impossible, because that's my life. As Director pointed earlier, regardless of how busy I could be, Radio Biafra is still number one to me. And so also many of and all of our Directorate of State, from top to bottom, we are here assuring you that Biafra must come. And we are not joking when we say this. This reminds me back to Uwazurike, who is trying to squash what we are doing here. He's just only one-man band. Very soon you may not hear about Uwazurike, because he is doing a lot of evil against our people. Abba is the way he is, and all of us are lamenting. But he's gone there to go and ruin what we are planning to do, to reorganize our people. Look at the state of Abba. Look at the state of our people. We produce oil, but investment is going to the north, which was according to how British made it. Keep milking these people. Don't invest anything in their homes, towns, and villages. But we are here because if you call your yam a little yam, you remain a little yam. If you say your yam is a big yam, so it will be. Director, I thank you and I'm standing by.
Thank you very much, the very eminent barrister. And we welcome the very deep affection and appreciation for which your people hold you all over the whole world, because we are servants of our people. And we will continue to serve them. We are not going to stop serving our people until Biafra comes and even beyond. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Because we are interactive, we will give you our telephone numbers with which to call us this very evening once our lines are opened. We encourage lively debates here. We encourage robust, honest, straightforward, hard debate on Radio Biafra. That is the only way to allow us to exchange views and ideas and be able to learn from one another. This very platform, we welcome listeners from all over the world, including baboons and monkeys from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. After listening to Radio Biafra, one of two things will happen to you. Either you become a sensible human being, or at least you can now convince yourself that indeed you are an animal belonging to the Zoological Republic. Here we bring enlightenment. Here we bring knowledge. Here we bring understanding. Here we bring resilience. Here we bring fortitude. Here we bring endurance. Mentally speaking, we have come prepared. There will be times that things will not go very well. In our brain, we are prepared for that. Things cannot be going smoothly all the time. There are bound to be hiccups. People will come, people will go. Ndiyoshi gabe mandiyama. Everybody will, even Ndiyoshi, they will come. Thieves. Our resolve will be tested and shaken. Some of you will fall by the wayside. Some will remain until the kingdom of heaven is brought down to this earth. And why am I certain that the kingdom of heaven will come down to this earth? Because I wasn't the person that prayed for it. Yahweh-Heshua did. He prayed for it. He said, "Let thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." And because we know that his words too are divine, anything he says will come to pass. That is why we know that Biafra will come. I am certain. I have no shred. It honestly speaking, before heaven and earth, I have never eaten. And what frightens me is the nonchalant attitude of Igbo people, not Biafra itself. What concerns me is the damage that our Fulani blood has done to us, because some bloodlines have been contaminated. What concerns me is that a people once before known for their rigorous way of thinking and analysis, these days they are everywhere. You can even rent them. Today is the last time we will devote any space to talking about the Ifajin of our time. But when they try to bring shame and disgrace to Biafra, it is only right that we discuss it. Today, a once freedom fighting movement, we are told, that all of us joined, is all of a sudden a campaign organization for rent a mob. I remember when an Igbo boy tried and organized 1 million man march for Abacha. Anything you want. If Satan comes tomorrow and says, "Igbo people, because this is two million, dole out 500 everywhere. I want people to assemble at Abuja," they will go. The thing they will ask you is, "Are you ready to mobilize us? Can you mobilize us?" You mobilize them and off they go. Lies upon lies upon lies upon lies. At the end of the day, nothing happens. Today, all over the place, they were disgracing themselves once again. Disgracing themselves all over the place. You are a freedom fighting outfit. What are you doing outside? Jega must go. I beg your pardon? Jega has to go. What has Jega got to do? Jega is dying there. What has he got to do with Biafra? If he's there, Jonathan will not win. Jega has to go. Are you protesting? Yes. You're wearing Biafran t-shirt? Yes. What has Jega has to go to do with the t-shirt you're wearing? You are carrying the banner of the tricolor. You're carrying our flag, our sacred flag, the tricolor of the rising sun. I said sacred flag, that's what it is. To campaign for a political appointee to be removed. How does campaigning to remove Jega, what has it got to do with freedom fighting? I don't get it. Somebody needs to explain to me. And as we are fooling ourselves on the streets of Enugu and Aba, and don't worry, I understand. They have chosen the places where people call Radio Biafra all the time from. But I'm happy, not in Anambra. The reason why they are doing what they are doing, people should ask them. And as they are misbehaving and fooling themselves, Yoruba people are burning your shops in Lagos. And two people are dead. You know, some of you, when you lock up at night, you ask your one boy to stay in the lockup shop. Two Igbo bodies have been found. Igbo children. They were sleeping in the shop and they were burnt in Lagos. They have burnt it down again. When they burn down your shops in Lagos, you rebuild it and then they charge you twice the rent that you were paying before. And you will pay. There is no insurance. Whereas where people claim to be fighting for you to be free, to come back from Lagos, the heart of darkness and iniquity, they are saying Jega must go. So if somebody were to come now from outer space and ask you, who are you? I'm a freedom fighter, I'm fighting for Biafra. But what are you doing on the street? I want Jega to go. Who is Jega? INEC chairman. Is it INEC for Biafra or for Nigeria? INEC for Nigeria. You want him to go? Yes. Why? Because we have it on record that he met with governors from Hausa governors. So Jonathan will not win. Who is Jonathan? Yes. Who is he the president of Biafra? No. Who is Jonathan? He's the president of Nigeria. So you want somebody to be removed from office so that the president of Nigeria can continue to be the president of Nigeria or for Biafra? No. I want Jega to go because I want Jonathan to be the president of Nigeria. Oh, come on. But are you a freedom fighter? Yes. Fighting for what? For Nigeria? No, I'm fighting for Biafra. You're fighting for Biafra against who? I'm fighting for Biafra against Nigeria now. But you said you want the president of Nigeria to continue. Oh, yes, because some of Kesi Emiya. Can you see the stupidity of the whole thing? Are you a freedom fighter? If you are, we have nothing to do with election. Emunu Wundisi, I love it very much. But I get you, Negu. You are about to see something you have never seen before. Come out and vote. For the Munage Blue News. Boko Haram is planning for you people big time. They are everywhere waiting for you to come out. And they will slaughter you. They are waiting for you people. You are about to encounter something you have never seen before. Come out and vote. You are a freedom fighter with different t-shirt and flag. Running around disgracing yourselves. Jega must go. Are you people sure that Biafra can sustain any amount of civilization? Because the rubbish I am seeing. Omo nonsense amoranye. God in heaven. People who are incapable of reasoning. They can't reason properly. I find that distressing. Very, very distressing indeed. That is our headline today. One of the headlines. They are jumping all over the place saying, Jega, if Jega doesn't go, I don't know what is going to happen. Jega must go. Jega must go. Jega must go. Freedom fighters indeed. You people are a shame and disgrace to yourselves. We continue. That's the headline. Mass up is in Enugu, jumping up and down, Jega must go. We continue. And we are also reporting, of course, that they said the government of the Zoological Republic, headed by Jonathan, squandered 7 billion naira on national conference, according to Buhari. We are very objective here. very, very, we judge news by its merit. If it has merit, then we report it. Buhari is saying that 7 billion was squandered. And I'm asking Jonathan, please, can you tell me why you convened the confab? Why did you call people together? Yes, is to do what? I don't know what they wanted to do. Now that they have finished, Jonathan, what were their recommendations? Did you implement any of them? If the answer is no, why did you convene them in the first place? That's what Buhari is saying. 7 billion squandered. That money could have gone to pay teachers, to pay pensioners, to pay nurses, and to pay doctors. National confab, another sharing of national cake. You know, that's what they specialize in. The sharing of national cake. And we continue also, because I don't know if some of you know, that's another faction of MASOP. You know, MASOP is into two. Original and the criminal one. The original one is the one that is now saying that they disown the anti-Jega protest march. Another faction of MASOP is saying that they are not in support of the people that went out to say they are Jega out. And I will tell you what they said later. I will tell you. At least not everybody is foolish. Some people have their brains intact. Not everybody is as daft as the idiots. Rent a mob. If you like, I'm mobilized for you. It's not expensive. I think the going rate now, if you can distribute to 200,000 per local government, how many people you want to get, as long as you have the buses to carry them. Do you have the onwards? You know the bus, they call onwards. Fish mouth. To carry them. They will take you to rallies. Anyway, how many do you need? How many? People are hungry. They're looking for where to eat. And you're telling them, oh, come to Enugu, there is food at Enugu. Of course, they will converge. Osikapa is rice, for your information. I'm not sure some of you know the meaning of the name of rice in our indigenous language. Do you? Do you know the name of rice? It's Osikapa. If you don't know, that's in Igbo language, and then it is the rest, whatever you find yourself in. You ask them there, and they will tell you. Benue workers shun offices. Several servants in Benue State have shunned offices following non-payment of their salary. Do you see how criminally minded the zoo journalists are? They don't want to say strike. The same thing with IDPs. Because if they say refugees, the world will know that something wrong. If you say that workers in Ogun are on strike, Ebo is on strike, Anambra is threatening to go on, no, not Anambra, no. Delta is threatening to go on strike, now Benue is on strike. Over what? Non-payment of salaries and package. And packages they agreed with them. The world will know something is happening. So what the journalists did is to say that they have shunned their offices. And you know that if you say strike, our mothers in the village can understand what a strike means, at least. But if you say they shun the offices, does it mean that they were walking and they walked past the office because the office was smelling? They shun the offices. Do you see how even journalism is not immune from deadly corruption inside the zoo? They cannot speak the truth. Benue workers shun offices. Is that news? Why can't you say that Benue workers are on strike so people will understand what you're talking about? They shun offices. What a pathetic joke in the zoological republic. Wretched. You know that the zoo and computers are not in good terms. Students decry jam computer-based tests. The zoo. They are trying to go to nuclear. And as they were writing the JAMB exams, they took light. They tried to go back into it. The whole thing has crashed. They told them that we have lost network. We have to reboot it. Oh, my God. You know, sometimes you go to ATM in the zoo and you see people queuing. And you ask them, what is it? They say, this one hasn't got network. And this one is only paying 500. So because of that, if you type in 20,000, it won't pay you. It will only pay you 10.
So if you mistakenly type in 20,000 instead of 10, Church Abasa, your card is gone. Now, is there any way of us knowing which currency to press for? They say they only have 500 or 1,000. The answer is no, nobody knows. It's luck. Oh, what is that? Oh, there is no, oh, there's no network. You are in the bank, they call it banking hall. Or they call it poetry. That banking, when you're outside, you think, oh, banking hall, you know, who knows what it will look like. You start, you vomit. You vomit banking hall by foot. It's a counter, ordinary counter. Counter is a banking hall. Your ATM is not working outside. Oh, no, it's network. Can't you see? We're not doing anything. We're waiting for network. Madam, I came here at 9:30. The time now is nearly 6 minutes to 12 noon. It's network, sir. Please wait. It's network. Okay. They saw white people with ATM, cash point. They want to do their own. So you don't know that for you to have an efficient, automated telling machine to dispense money to people, you need to have constant electricity. The machines that are operating 24/7 will need to be cooled down with an air conditioning unit. You don't even know that you also need a fast and reliable internet service. Broadband, high speed, fiber optics to be able to get it to work. No. It's a network is down. But how about my card? Go to your branch. Do you know where my branch is? My branch is in Ikotek, man. I am doing this business with you in Onitsha. Oh, I should go to Ikotek and take my card. In how many days' time? Oh, we don't know. It may take up to 1 week. But I don't have money to... Zoological Republic. They want to go and write... they want to be like Oyibo. They want to use iPad to write jam. You know, we have all... You know, what is happening here? You know what I mean. There's no network. The generator stopped working. Is here. Baboons without shame. Nobody will feel ashamed. Nobody will come out and say, isn't this thing disgraceful? I don't know if some of you have seen white people when they analyze their crisis and their problem. They never blame anybody else. That is why I love them. And that is why you give insight, example from what you have observed where you are. I have never, since I have been living in Britain, the government of Britain has never risen up one day to blame anybody for anything. Never. Do you know the last one that happened? When the British pound fell out of the exchange rate mechanism of Europe, that was a currency stabilizing mechanism they had to keep the pound within certain range of other European currencies. So in preparation for them to launch Euro together. I think it was in 1992. Norman Lamont came out, and one man, Britain that day lost £50 billion as a whole. One man by the name George Soros made a profit of £5 billion because he bet that the pound will fall out of the exchange rate mechanism. And most sellers all over the world, investment bankers, started to sell the pound. The pound was forced to come out of the ERM then. So I was waiting for them to blame Germany, to say that Germany was inflexible, they were this and they were that. Do you know that they came out and they blamed the Chancellor of the Exchequer? You did not see it coming. You don't blame anybody else. It is your fault. And when you look at them, they are always advancing. Of course, stealing here and there is in their nature. But making steady progress in terms of human development. Why? Because they never blame anybody else. I don't believe in blaming people. That is why I keep hammering on the behavior of Igbo people and the wider Biafran family. It is your fault Biafra hasn't come. Not Hausa, not Yoruba. It is you. You have to be standing there. When you are tired, you bring it down. Because that child is still there waiting for you. Most of you don't understand, but here we'll make you understand. Wamako accuses NSA of plot to rig polls. People without shame. If not corruption, is it thieving, looting, killing, rigging? No, have you ever heard of a good news? Even when they give you good news, oh, we are going to build Second Niger Bridge. If I don't build Second Niger Bridge, don't vote for me again, as Jonathan said. And Wazulikiraj is running around with using the name of Biafra to campaign for a Nigerian politician to continue to be in power in Nigeria. What I'm asking is this. Have they built the Second Niger Bridge, which Jonathan promised to build? Has he built it? The answer is no. The answer is capital no. Now you understand why we say that nobody should come out to vote. Now you understand it. Now you understand it, don't you? You understand it. We continue. Wamako accuses the NSA, that is the National Security Advisor, of plot to rig polls. After all, Awosa is here. Awosa is known for their corruption. If you ask Othman Damfodio, why did you take over Awosa land? He will tell you, because they are corrupt. I took them over because they were corrupt. I wanted to save them from themselves. Igbo market has been burnt down again in Lagos. Amuyoko in mile 12, Lagos. Is it the one that take K to mile 12? You know, those yellow, ugly trucks. The Moluwe. Yeah. Is it K to something? K to mile 12, they call. Shopundi, Wabagi Okozo, they have burnt down your businesses and you will rebuild it. And you will stay there. And you will say one Nigeria. And you will go out on the 28th to vote, isn't it? They have burnt your business once again. Again, the same way they burnt Chisco down. Very sad indeed. Very, very sad indeed. It's a very hopeless situation to be in. Power supply down by 800 megawatts as vandals blow pipeline. It is crumbling. The zoo is crumbling. People are not vandals. People are sabotaging the economy, and rightfully so. Because the economy is geared towards serving the interest of only criminals that call themselves politicians. Everybody, as long as Shell has generator to be pumping oil, AGIP is pumping oil, that's all that concerns them. And they have their own private generators. All of you can go to hell, they don't give a damn. They don't care. If you go to every government house now, is there no electricity there? In fact, they have gone as far as even installing generators to power street lights. So if you're coming in from afar, you think they have light. Street light, they use generator to power street light. Some they say it's solar. When it rains for 2 days, you see the solar panel on the floor, on her, fall on the ground. They use generator to power street light. If you're coming back from a tour or from a visit from out of the town, you would, oh my goodness, there's light. Let me go back and at least keep mosquito at bay today with my fan. You will see it is a generator. Every government house, including Asorok, there is no generator. Now, the problem is there is power shortage in the zoo. How do you get power? The solution is very, very simple. They say, oh, it's to build 800-ton megawatt station. It is to build 1.2 kilowatt. Rubbish. Nonsense. You have enough current in your grid already to give light to everybody and to power the industries. What is the solution? What is the solution? Do you know the solution? Everybody except hospitals, police and fire service, even airport, everybody, nobody should run on generator, including the president. You see lights 24 hours a day. Do you understand what I'm saying? If you hook up Asorok to the nearest grid that they can find that supplies ordinary people, you will have light 24/7. No generator for private use. Never. Ban it. And you see what will happen. You have light 24/7. That time you will know how wicked black people are. That the power shortage you're experiencing is because a black man, Onyisioji from Africa, a black man the embodiment of Satan and evil, has gone and turned the light off. For no reason. For no reason. You ask a NEPA man, why are you switching the light off? There is no reason. Oh, I asked Neka to be my friend. She said no. And I have turned off the light on their street. She has to come and beg me. But for the, if you look at, you look at black people and you cannot help but wonder, honestly, are these human beings? Are these human beings or something else? You want to have power 24/7. Let everybody, governor, house of reps, no generator anywhere. We don't want to hear another. Let everybody be on the national grid. You see what will happen. There will be light overnight. You will see. Oh, my goodness me. I don't know. The criminal elite, they are on generator. So the poor people, if you like, you have light. If you like, don't have light, that is your business. As long as you vote for them. You don't have electricity, but you're going out to vote on the 28th. You don't have running water, you're going out to vote. There is no second Niger bridge, you're going to vote. For fellow Biafrans in Warri, you cannot get into the Petroleum Training Institute, but you're going to vote. Vote for who? Vote for who? It's not that anybody has any hatred for Jonathan or don't want to vote for him. If Jonathan is contesting now as a Biafran president, I will campaign for him. To win, I will campaign for him. Because we can shape his understanding to deliver for the country. But he is in the Zoological Republic. He's a zoologist, yes. In the Zoological Republic. We don't want anything to do with Nigeria. God forbid Satan. Power supply down. Of course it will go down in the ocean and the Amazon. Somebody is called Ruben Obunnaya. He plays for Kanu Pillars. He is to undergo surgery to remove bullet. Very soon we are about to find out why he has bullet inside his body. He's playing for Kanu Pillars. He's a Nigerian. He's you know, that's his career is to play football. He's playing for somebody. After all, if you're a footballer, you can go anywhere to play. He's a very professional. He's like teaching or the medical profession. You can be wanted anywhere. He has bullet inside him. Soon we'll find out why. Heavy rain wreaks havoc in Calabar. Before, they said Calabar is, oh, it's so nice. They have carnival. Remember the governor before this one. And I have always said this thing to people. They have always said to me, I when we used to have this debate many years gone by, they say that it is the bad leaders we have. But the immediate past governor of Cross River State did very well. Didn't he? Is it Donald Duke? They said he did well. He did very, very well, yes. Kept Calabar clean. I went to Calabar. It was very clean. Everything was fine. Not everything was fine, but, you know, by the standards of very poor African black people, it was a bit manageable. Yes. Now, that was a good leader. Donald Duke, yes. Now, that good leader is gone. Imoke or Umoke, I don't know what his name is, is now there. He has undone everything that Donald Duke did. So the problem is not good leadership. It is the people that are bad, not the leaders. In the zoo, it is the people that makes the leadership bad as they are. You had a good leader before, in Donald Duke. He is no longer there. Another person went in. Now, there is havoc in Calabar. The name is actually Calabari. White man called it Calabar. That is a little rain, and there's everywhere, havoc, everywhere! Mayhem! Because they don't know how to maintain the drainage system. That's the only reason why rain could cause havoc. The absence of drainage system or is blocked. That's all. That is all. Traders clash over union leadership. Traders clash over union leadership in Lagos. That is their... That Lagos, I don't know what they see in Lagos. God forbid. To die as Lagos, as fire God's Lagos market. You've touched upon that before. Jonathan admits Nigeria lied, the zoo lied over Morocco phone row, others probe. Did I not tell you before? that they are liars and cheats. You know, I call them baboon. But, oh, you're insulting us. But Buhari called you baboon, as Barrister reminded me the other day. It was Buhari that called you baboon. I said that every Nigerian is a liar. Is a born liar. Is a thief. Is here. Even Jonathan has admitted that they lied. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. We continue our work this evening. And now, the news in greater detail. Please, this is Radio Biafra. Our morning program was exhaustive. If you like, you can go and download it on radiobiafra.co. www.radiobiafra.co. Anybody with access to the internet can go and download our previous broadcasts. Can download them and listen to them at your leisure. You can listen to them at your leisure. Members of the Pan-Biafran Organization Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, MASOB, on Friday, which is today, they marched around major streets of Enugu calling for the removal of INEC chairman Professor Atahiru Jega, displaying placards of various inscriptions. The pro-Biafrans, most of whom clad in navy blue uniform with the Biafran Rising Sun insignia, assembled at Edinburgh Road, new layout from where they trooped to the major streets of Enugu, chanting solidarity songs. Some of the placards read, "Jega must go. Jega has compromised. No election with Jega on seat. Jega is not impartial. Jega is not impartial." In Nigeria, you know, not in Biafra, mind you. Freedom fighters indeed. Hey. I will continue. I must read this news. People must understand what we are talking about to understand the shame and the humiliation these people keep piling on us every blessed day. They were led by their Enugu Zonal Chairman, Mrs. Augustine Ugwoke, Ben Ekwunugo, and E. Ilogu in the peaceful protest march. The MASOP leader, Chief Rafo, was in a telephone chat, told journalists, We are organizing the protest against Jega because he is biased and cannot conduct a credible election for Nigerians. Wow. Wow. He cannot conduct elections for our country, Nigerians. But you're a proper fan group, you know. Ndibodi, you need to come to Jesus. Must you steal with everything? Nothing is sacred anymore. These people don't know that at least 1 million children were starved to death because of this very flag they're carrying. They have no love nor respect for our flag. And that leads me to believe, or to confirm, or to reassert what I've always known, that there is something wrong with the brain of a black person. I swear to God in heaven, black people are not well. Do you know that if you set up a charity with the name of Holocaust, Mossad will kill you? Do you know that? If you like, go and try it now. If you say you it's not possible, go and write Jewish Holocaust Memorial Souvenir Shop. Ifuo ni Mabale, never to be found again. There is nothing that is sacred. Everything you can steal with it. It doesn't matter. You have idiots in Lagos. After spending years in Lagos, convinced by Yoruba pastor, they'll come to the village. You see this tree here? It's arrows. You want to cut it down. Prayer warriors go to work. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. For no reason. The tree has been there for thousands of years. When the tree was there, we loved each other. You can go to your next door neighbor and eat. During Christmas, as a child, you eat so much outside, you won't know the way to go back to your house. Because your stomach will be too full. These days, you can't even take kola nut from somebody and eat. Yet there is Holy Ghost fire everywhere. Holy Ghost fire. The same thing I'm talking about is that people don't respect the memory of the dead. Why would he? After all, he came with Nigerian police to destroy our senator of Atenugu. These same idiots. These same fools. We are saying it because when it starts, let nobody blame us. Nobody should blame us. Nothing is sacrosanct. Nothing is sacred. You don't respect any opportunity you see. You convert that thing to money. Every opportunity is convertible. Everything you thought, you convert. How do I make money with this? Do you know if we put advert on Radio Biafra, how much money we will make? Radio Biafra is all over the world. If we accept advert from people, do you know how much money we will make on Radio Biafra in a day? If we don't make money, we'll make up to two. They came to me. White people wrote letter. They said, we want to place advert on your platform. Ask Uchem if I told them to go to hell. We are here to preach a gospel, nothing. That is why Biafra is a religion. We don't accept what useless advert. We are here to announce our meetings, to preach the word of God, and that's it. Not to take care of what advert is that? If some of you were running Radio Biafra, you would have converted it since. One chunche go penny penny half half. You use the blood of children. Obaromwaka. Pregnant women were killed. Their unborn fetus dragged from their stomach and massacred. You are running around on the streets of Enugu in their name saying, I will cut him again. Maybe unanahani him nakweba. You don't hear what I'm saying? I will read what this baboon said so you understand it very well. You will know that this man is a fraud and he's not fighting for you. From his mouth, I'm not saying what we made up. This is what he told journalists over the phone. We are organizing the protest against Jega because he is biased and cannot conduct a credible election for Nigerians. So you want to stop Jega as a Nigerian. But you printed passport that you're selling to people who are foolish. You printed passport, didn't you? BFM passport. Campaigning for... I don't blame him. Oh, Haneza, you've seen what you've cost. Can you see what you have created? But of course, you lack shame now. Do you have shame? Okay, Sona Banyanaji, all of them. Men, old men without shame nor honor. None of them can rise up and say, what is happening here is not very good. If you do it, they will dismiss you or they'll come and kill you at night. That's what they will do. And they will get their comeuppance very soon. Mad people. Let us continue to hear what a Biafran, what's he called? He's called a freedom fighter. Say, Imandibo. Freedom, only we have freedom fighting. God forbid. Convert her immediately to money. What are you talking about? We know, this is what Rick says, we know that he is in favor of APC. He's a full-fledged party politician, pallying and partying with his people. We know that he is in favor of APC, and if allowed to conduct elections, he will definitely favor the party, and when that happens, there will be crisis and people will die. Oh, now you know. Because it's coming. The crisis will and can even lead to a war, and we don't want bloodshed. Freedom fighting in there, but we'll continue. We are not hiding the fact that we are supporting Jonathan because of the burial he gave to our leader, Ojukwu, and therefore we are sure that if the election is free and fair, that Jonathan will win. Welcome to an Igbo man doing freedom fighting. With this type of statement, can you travel abroad and meet foreign government and tell them you want to get Biafra? I'm asking you. If I'm that government, I will ask you to wait. I'm coming. I'm telling you the truth. Police dog. You're talking about Biafra. You don't want bloodshed, but they're killing us every day. You don't want bloodshed. Are your people not dying? Oh, my God in heaven. If not for our people listening back home, I'll close the program for the night. But you say, you people are not serious. You people are liars and cheats. You are lying to yourself. You look at yourself in the mirror and in that room, you keep lying every day. You're lying. You're never tired of lying and deceiving yourselves and people. Never tired. God forbid. Don't tell Yoruba will write it immediately. Anything that doesn't make sense. Like one B, you know, BBs. Anything that doesn't make sense, they will write. If you have you noticed it before? If you don't want to be promoted at work, go to work and show a white person that you're brilliant. You fool, you're gone. You are finished. When it comes to something that will benefit Biafra, Yoruba won't write about it, but it's when it comes to trivia. They're publishing passport. They know passport can't take you anywhere. They write, oh, they're what are the passport in here, man? God in heaven. You were people. Hey, God. You see, freedom fighting, some of you are not cut out for it. You don't know what it is. You don't know the meaning of it. Honestly, you don't. We continue. We must continue. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. The time now is 12 minutes past 8 p.m. here, 12 minutes past 9 p.m. in the Holy Land of Biafra. All over the world, people are listening, and the time where you are will be 12 minutes past the top of the hour. If the time where you are is not 12 minutes past, then you are listening to a replay. That's how you know. I will call out the time from time to time, and that is how you know if you're listening to a replay or not, by the time that we give you. Another faction has emerged, the Mazop, as you well know. You know, they were killing themselves. Do you know that? Wasrike sent people to go to Okwe to attack his people who are guarding him all this while. And they killed 4 people. Police declared Wasrike wanted. They wanted to question him for the death of his 4 members. And of course, Jonathan's wife, they are all very close. They said, no, forget it. It's not, you know, it's the zoo. There is no law. And that was it. Then Kahan won. But today, they rented other groups as well to go out and be shouting. Let's see what the other group has to say. Because this is Radio Biafra. We talk about Biafra here. All the time, we spend time talking about the news of the world, of the zoo, every time. Today, we are focusing on our own. And I won't want you to ever to let the world know how foolish we are. That we are not serious. We are not serious as a people. When we are serious, they will know. White diplomats told me, any day you people are serious, you don't need to come to us. We know that you're serious. Right now, you're not serious. So you can go. When you're serious, we will know. You don't have to come for us. We'll come for you when you're serious. There's another faction in Masop. This is what they have to say. The Masop National Director of Information, Uchenna Madu, has disassociated the group from Friday's march, calling for the removal of INEC chairman Atahiru Jega. In a tough statement he issued today as well, Madu said, to the same newspaper writing, one is writing about Wasrike, the other one is writing about the faction. Yoruba. Oh, yeah, my goodness. At least they will get money from two sides. 20,000. I don't know how much they will pay. Well, two sides. Yoruba. But on Sunday, you still go and give them money in the church. They take from you. The Masop National Director of Information, Uchenna Madu, has disassociated the group from Friday's march calling for the removal of INEC chairman Atahiru Jega. In a tough statement he issued today, Madu said, today's rally in Enugu, I'm paraphrasing, is against the interest of Masop, as such diminishes the image and status of the organization. Owasrike, he continued to say, has so commercialized himself with his shameless and uncontrolled romance with the politicians that he has suddenly become the political errand boy of Abuja. Public protest for the removal of Jega is for civil rights groups, non-governmental organizations, and some sponsored groups, not Masop as a Biafran agitation group. How can Owasrike be so insensitive, callous, and wicked against the relatives of members who died in active service for Masop? He does not console or sympathize with their family members, but has the money to hire people for the shameful protest rally. Owasrike, this is the truth. Owasrike paid 100,000 naira for each local government to hire people for the rally. With a communique written by him for submission to the press. And he wasn't there on the street rallying with them, you know. You must understand that. And, you know, it's like Akumbe. You know Akumbe in those days? I don't know. What's that? It's Akumbe is termite, isn't it? It later turns into termite. You know when they do the pairing, the nuptial flight. You know when the termites do nuptial flight. It's called Akumbe. That's what we call it when we are small. You know, after school, we'll go and put water in a container. And we are wishing them to fall into the container. We'll fry it later on and eat it. We take off the wings and eat it later. If you allow it to fall down and the wings goes off, then they pair together to start a new colony elsewhere. The same way that every animal comes out, you can see lizards, you see everything, everybody will come out to come and have a bite of the termite. Anytime they call this rally, Hausa police and mobile police, they will flood into Igbo land. They have come for a special hunt. It's a hunt season for them. They are hunting for my sub-members. Go back today and ask them, how many of them did you come back with all of the people that went to this rally with? The answer is no. Some of them now, their parents will go tomorrow morning to go and pay to bail them out. Their parents will go to try and bail them out of detention. And that is freedom fighting, Igbo man style. And they say, but I'm not hearing anybody from Niger Delta. If I am from Niger Delta, I will not call. I will not talk to you because you are not serious. You are not serious. How will they know that we are serious when Owazuki has gone and messed himself up before everybody? How do you want these people to come and join you? How? I'm asking you. Somebody who cannot open his mouth and speak and the earth will tremble. I keep referring him every day to go. If you don't know what to say, go and copy what Asare Dokuboy is saying. At least repeat what he's saying. You don't believe in bloodshed, but you send people to go and kill people for you. Owazulike, you don't believe in bloodshed. How many people died at Okwe Freedom House when you sent people to go and kill other people there? You sent people to go with guns to go and dislodge those who are there. How many people died? You don't believe in bloodshed. Coward like you. You do very well when it comes to village, you know, SND, nonsense, local Agburundia, like Uchendo in Abia. People are foolish, honestly. Very, very foolish. At least there are people in the other faction of Masop that can reason very well. People who can think properly. At least, not all of them are useless. This was a rented mob. Go and hire them. Hey, that uniform, bring it out. Oh. I have four people coming from Eziago. They wear four uniforms. And how many t-shirts do you have there? Bring it out. Let's share t-shirt. Carry flag. Like lunatics. There is no cohesion. There is no strategy. Today, you have finished protesting. What did they give you? Or was it okay? Maybe some few hundreds of pounds and that's it. It's gone. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. No less than 7 billion was blown on the national conference. Squandered is more the appropriate word. The controversial talk shop that is Dr. Goodluck Jonathan's administration's pill for all the ails, the polity. People talk to me. They should write proper English. Why, if you don't know how to speak English or write it very well, you engage people who can write English properly. Who writes so much rubbish? APC is castigating Jonathan for organizing a jamboree that cost 7 billion naira that produced nothing. They referred to it as a waste, according to Buhari. In his view, the money should have been spent on education. Yes, that's what I said before. Education, yes. But it was used to bribe people. It's just, I liken the National Confab to a massive protest. All this while you have been protesting for over 10 years now, nearly 13 years, what have you actually achieved? Peaceful protest, yes. Peaceful actualization in your own language, yes. Can you point to one thing that is tangible that that has been able to achieve, accomplish for our people. Collectively, I'm not saying going to snatch land from people. How has it, anyway, they say it brought awareness. Awareness. Sometimes even the knowledge of Lucifer is also our awareness for the service of God. This is Radio Biafra. Buhari is not happy, said Jonathan squandered money, and rightfully so. The confab was a waste. When you are in trouble in Bizu, as that's what Bangida taught them, assemble some people and bribe them, give them money, and they will go back and say, it will be better tomorrow. Rome was not built in a day, as my friend will say, but there are no Yoruba people in Rome. It wasn't built in a day, yes, but they did not have Yorubas, because if they did, they will be like Bizu. Investigations by a media house have shown that primary school teachers are the worst hit in the strike going on in Benue State, as they are owed 5 months' salary without any hope of paying it. Are you listening? You want to go and vote? Jega is doing well. Buhari is our man. That man is our sister. She's on the tree. Rubbish, nonsense. People have not been paid. Are you listening? You baboons, are you listening? You hopeless monkeys, can you listen? Can you reason? You want to go and vote? For 5 months, you've not been paid. The education system is in utter tatters, completely gone. Completely gone, shattered, gone. I want to ask you, Mr. Protest Organizer against Jega, if Jonathan refuses to give you money for 5 months, how are you going to feel? Will you be able to survive it? Do you think you can survive it? I'm asking you, who amongst all of you can survive for 5 months without salary? Teachers are suffering. My goodness me, those people are in pain. They are seriously suffering. The education sector is suffering. Because the reason why I talk about it in those days is because children need education. They must be educated, at least to be able to read and write, if not for anything. They are owing teachers for 5 months. Do you know the worst part of it? There is no hope that they will pay them. Benue State. The question is, what has the governor done with the money that he budgeted for? I ask this question every day. Before this year, there was a budget that says we will be paying people XYZ amount of money. This is the budget. It was passed. Now the question is, but where is the money then? Where is it? Because there are teachers who cannot feed their families. If they go now and steal 1,000 naira to feed, you catch them and you execute them. Now, can you tell me, how do you want the teacher to pay house rent? Can somebody please, I don't know anything anymore. Enlighten me. They've not been paid for 5 months. How do you want them to pay house rent? Please, enlighten me. I want to know. Oh, God. As Mrs. Jonathan would say, there is God. Honestly, there is. When they visited the state secretariat, most of the offices were empty. Those who reported for duty were idling away in parks and gardens, discussing the hardship caused by the non-payment of salary. A civil servant who works with the Minister of Agriculture, Comrade Paul O'Malley, said his two children had been sent away from school because he had not paid their fees, adding that he was finding it difficult to feed his family. A grown-up man. Lamenting, a grown-up man. They tell you that education is free. Do you people know that governments of the world give money to the zoo to fund primary school education? Do you know they receive grants for free? Do you know they give them money for these little children? Yeah, they don't give it to them. That is why I tell you that all of you, everybody, if you're a black person, some before you sleep, examine your conscience. Ask yourself questions. Am I really this wicked? Am I that wicked? Is that why things are so bad for black people? My question to black people is this from Africa. Why are you so wicked? It's like Wazirike sending thugs to go and kill other people. Fellow Biafrans, those that went to kill people, they ended up getting killed themselves. Black people, why are you as wicked as you are? Why? That is my question. The man is begging for food on the road. But somebody has 19 bank accounts and is worth over $100 billion. There is something unfair about it, isn't it? It's not fair, is it? Is it fair? 100 billion, not that they worked for one day. They are thieves. The only mistake you made was by going out to vote, you are creating criminals. Every day your money is like giving birth. Every 4 years, you create a new batch, a new criminal batch. You know, when you go to serve, and they say it's a batch one or B batch or C batch. Every 4 years, you create a new batch of hardened, hardcore criminals, thieves, masquerading as politicians. Ndioshin and Diama. Every blessed year. Every year. Every year. You keep producing them. Mad people. We must continue to preach this very gospel. The gospel of truth and of light. That's what we preach here. That the kingdom of heaven may come. We lament this way so that Biafra, you know what Biafra will look like now. In fact, it's a standing order. If you're a teacher, before you will not even be seeing salary to be going into your account immediately once the time comes. It's better that there is no bullet or gun in the country than for teachers to be paid, to be owed anything. Teachers, doctors, nurses, key, and those that work in defense and intelligence. You must pay them, and very well. Very, very well. For them to train your children for you and to protect your country. Important. Education, 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 education is key. Not useless education that is worthless. Proper, proper, qualitative education. That's the key. You unlock everything. Can't you see people perambulating on the street saying they're protesting? If they had the benefit of education, do you think they'd be doing that? Anyway, of course, some is hunger as well. Don't blame them, it's hunger. Like this teacher now, who hasn't been paid for 5 months, if you go to him and give him 5,000 naira to come to Boko to protest, don't you think he will go? He will go now. It's hunger. That's what happens when people are hungry. They turn into a mob. Students participating in the ongoing Joint Admission and Matriculation Examination, JAMB, and United Tertiary Matriculation Examination, UTME, have called on the examination body to review the use of computers due to poor network and slow server. Hey, need I say more? Do you want me to say more on this? Hey, Ngozi, where are you? I'm at question 22. I can't move any further. You know, you raise your hand and then the invigilator will come. You know, in those days, you raise your hand and you ask questions and they'll help you. Now, what is the problem? It's a slow server. Do you know when it will come back on? You people should come back tomorrow. But I don't have money to sleep in hotel. It's not my business. Come back tomorrow to write to complete the exam. Tomorrow, the server, the network will come back again. Dependiara. Ask Nani to return to Mayuria. You merit something before you do it. You are a backward, agrarian, corrupt society. You want to run exam online on computer. You are not qualified to do so. You don't have the infrastructure. So when we talk about infrastructure, it is not stove, it is not tomatoes, it's not a pack of Indomie, it's not fertilizer. Infrastructure means that your electricity grid lines are working, your network internet is working. Internet is infrastructure. Baboons, can you listen? Infrastructure includes reliable high-speed internet. even your ATM. Without internet, ATM will not work, for goodness sake. What type of human beings are you people that you can't reason properly? Nobody can sit down and think and say, why are we sending these kids here? The network is very slow. When the network is good, we can send them. But for now, let's use hard paper. It's like Jega and election. Everybody knows there are PVCs. It's not organized. But we must vote. Oh, it's our right. Oh, we must vote. Oh. And that day, you see the same baboons crying. Oh, no ballot box here. No ballot paper. We couldn't do anything. We are not validated. The same idiots. But I don't know. You know, Chukwu Abiamah finished creating mankind. Somebody has to come last in the class. Do you know that? Even in a class where everybody is brilliant, somebody has to come last. It is unfortunate in this world, black people, we are designed to come last. We cannot reason properly. Our brain... God. Reason. Think is impossible. Why are you sending children to an exam hall when you know the network is not good? They cannot connect. Oh, God in heaven. They are black people. Have mercy upon them. Black. You created them. But they are black, unfortunately. Sokoto State Governor Aliyu Magalaga. My goodness. Magata Gada. Hell. Hell. You have to forgive me. I can't pronounce this one. Can we say Sokoto State Governor, please? Sokoto State Governor. Wama, at least I can pronounce his surname. Aliyu Wamako, please. That's better. That's like, is it Magoto? I don't know what his name is. Sokoto State Governor Aliyu Wamako has alleged that the National Security Advisor Sambo Dasuki is plotting to rig the March 28 polls in Sokoto, Kebbi, and Zamfara states in favor of President Goodluck Jonathan. Jonathan will rig the election. If the election were to go on head to head, Jonathan can never win. He can never ever win. Jonathan is incompetent and is a buffoon. He can never ever win. That is a fact of life. He could never ever win. We know that for sure. Because Jonathan, based on his own record, is shambolic. Shambolic. Jonathan is a disgrace to the office of the presidency anywhere in the world. He won't win. But they will rig the election and they will kill Jonathan. Niger Delta, if they go it alone, they'll be crushed. As they did before. Amnesty was an avenue out. Together as one indivisible Biafra, we are unstoppable. We can actually save Jonathan. Rather than Jonathan saving us, we save him. We continue. A serious fire broke out at mile 12 diesel black market this morning. The resultant inferno has been taken care of by Lagos firefighters, but not before wreaking considerable damage on life and property. People, we are burnt. My goodness me. It's Igbo people. Igbo, ndi Igbo. They've been burnt and their businesses burnt as well. And many of them are dead. Some were taken to hospital. They're in Lagos. I don't feel sorry for them. The supply of electricity across the zoo will worsen in coming days due to the loss of about 800 megawatts of power as a result of the blasting of the Escravos Lagos gas pipeline at midnight of Wednesday. According to the Minister of Power, Professor Chinedu Nebo, the recent damage was done by vandals who ruptured the ELGP with explosive device at Egwa, near Batan, in Gbaramatu, Kingdom of Delta State. Speaking through his special assistant on media, Mrs. Kande Daniel, the minister said this attack, being the fourth this year, came only hours after repairs on the earlier attack of Sunday, March 1st, 2015, was completed and gas was being piped through the pipeline again. Where are these stations generating power? Because I don't know where they are. Only Jonathan knows. Please, those doing these things should continue. The more you cripple the zoo, the more it will come to an end as quickly as possible. Kano Pillars defender Ruben Obonnaya, who was shot during last week's armed robbery on the team bus, will undergo surgery to remove a bullet from his head. Five of the players who sustained various injuries after the attack were readmitted on Friday, but the duo of Adamu Motala and Otekpa Eneji have been discharged from the Aminu Kanu Teaching Hospital on Wednesday. Team doctor Idris Ibn Garaba confirmed the latest development and stated that the players were on their way to full recovery. He is playing for Kanu Pillars and he was shot in the head. We wish him a very speedy recovery. He's just a footballer. Several persons have been rendered homeless in Calabar following a heavy downpour. It rains and people are becoming homeless. Before the white man came, I can't recall tales of people being swept away because of rain. We managed very well. But now they have come and you voted for them. Is it Lionel Umoke? I don't know. Is it Lionel Umoke, whatever his name is? I don't know. Now rain falls and washes people away. Unbelievable. The roofs of most of the affected buildings were pulled down by the wind, while the walls of other buildings just collapsed. Only the wind. Everything fell apart. Not even flawed. Before the rain came and washed everything away. And they will go to Dubai and London and say, I'm a governor. I'm a governor in Nigeria. Only rain was about to fall and your people were made homeless. Will they learn from it and say, let us try and construct buildings that will be resistant to wind next time? No common sense name and DCOG. They'll just go on as usual. So next year, the same thing will happen again. Very, very sad indeed. Extremely sad. There was pandemonium in Ladikpa Market in the Mushin area of Lagos. That is an Igbo market where they sell spare parts. After some traders clashed and disrupted trading activities, it was learned that the traders, who were aided by hoodlums, threw pebbles and bottles at one another and engaged in a shootout, you know, before policemen from the Mushin division intervened and averted a total breakdown of law and order. That is the zoo for you. Every blessed day, there is pandemonium. And lastly, this very evening, but not least, President Goodluck Jonathan admitted today that he did not speak the truth when it came to the issue of telephoning the King of Morocco, Mohammed the Sixth, as claimed last week by the Nigerian Foreign Affairs Ministry, and apparently false claim that sparked a diplomatic spat between the two countries, with Morocco recalling its ambassador because Nigeria lied. The zoo lied. As I told you before, I told you anything you hear on Radio Biafra, after a short while, you get confirmation. I told you that they are liars and cheats. Now, Jonathan has come out to say we lied and we are sorry to Morocco. Liars in the COG black. That concludes our news this very evening, and our lines are opened, and I'm sure that the barrister will come back to me to give us the benefit of his understanding and analysis of our presentation this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We are live on CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. We are on satellite, on Eutelsat, on Darsat, the same satellite channel that AIT is on. We are also on Amos 5, Amos 2, Amos 4 satellites. And incidentally, we're also on Arab satellites, you know. We are on Islamic satellites. They are beaming Radio Biafra as well. Even there too, they want to hear the truth. We are live and now our lines are open. Our lines are open and we will be able to take your calls. Wherever you are, we welcome you once again. We welcome you, and this is Radio Biafra. The numbers once again remains +44 208 133 9976, +44 208 133 9976. We are also on +44 78 313 08376. We had a caller on the phone. I will come to you later. The barrister has come to me. The very eminent, accomplished barrister, Anthony at Law, Barrister Mamezu, please, you may proceed with your views and analysis this very evening, please.
Thank you, Director. I know there are many things to be talked about, but I just want to select a few that are more important than those of Goodluck lying and all the rest of it. We know that the zoo is a makeup contracted country. It's a zoo, and we don't regard much of it, and that's why we are fighting to get back Biafra. That is where you see sense. That's where you see economy run. Director, if you remember, which I know, of course, you do, as a very clever, intelligent man, we told Goodall Jonathan, when he was going into this, his conference, we started shouting at the beginning, there is no need going to waste money. He has contracted a few of his cronies to bribe them, for them to sit down there, cause distraction, so as to lose money. What came of it after all the conferencing, which is what Buhari is asking him now? Remember yesterday, he said to Buhari, the genocidal war, all the people you killed, nobody has talked about it. Now Buhari came back now with his own. Director, I'm not acting like you when you talk while you laugh.
Barrister, you need to, because or else you lose your marbles, honestly. You will go mad.
I tell you, Director, my own, I'm trying to slow down in talking because the rate I'm going with this particular situation, I could get a heart attack, I tell you. Because the anger that what is coming from the zoo generates in my head is too much. If I'm not careful, I may not see this Biafra. Tell me, Director.
I have to take it easy.
Buhari and Goodluck Jonathan are now banting with words. Who will be the greatest? Who will score? Who will win? It doesn't matter whoever wins. It's not our business. I least can care about what is happening between Buhari and Goodluck Jonathan. Because from beginning, we told Goodluck Jonathan, when he was my own man, stay clear of these people. Come back to Biafra land. We will vote you in. I hope people from Asaba and Niocha and those in riverine areas are listening. We've offered a home for Goodluck Jonathan. Come back to Biafra land. But what is he doing? He is investing in the north. Not minding what we are saying here. What can we say that this is what Goodluck Jonathan has done for us in Biafra land? Is it the road that was built before that he's renewing, or is it something monumental he's done for us? Nothing. All this clamoring of this foolish idiot called Uwazurike, he buried Ojukwu, with Nigerian flag,
Barrister,
and that is what he has done for you.
Barrister, he said that he gave him a national
befitting.
National burial. So that means you have to be proud of Nigeria, the zoo, for you to derive any pleasure from the zoo burying your leader. Do you understand what I'm saying? You must be. So this man all this while is an ardent Nigerian, but why he's running about with Biafra, I don't know. Maybe some of you know. I don't honestly. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Director, we are on the same hymn sheet. Burying Ojukwu with Nigerian flag. Because they buried Ojukwu with Nigerian flag. Should it be so? Did Ojukwu stand for Nigeria? Now, burying him with Nigerian flag means his effort for defending his people is futile. That is what he's telling us. Anyway, I've seen his level of education. He is below par. And in fact, the less we talk of him, the better I will realize our goodness. Now, Asinis, Yoruba land, again, burning Biafran businesses. Yet, they are negotiants. I don't know why my people cannot see what Yorubas are doing to them. Yorubas has evil intention against Biafrans. They burn today, they burn tomorrow, and they will burn in the nearest future. Our people should get out of that zoo. Yoruba land is a zoo. Hausa land is a zoo. Come back to Biafra land, come and organize yourself. I don't know how stupid our people are. You build a house, somebody pull it down. In the same place, you build it again, they brought it down. Hey, the Indians say, once beaten, twice shy. Or once nice, twice beaten. You've been beaten many times, you are still not clever.
Barrister, please, I want to raise your temperature a bit higher, please. You were complaining before that your temperature is going up. I allow me to add to it, please. I want to add to your temperature, Barrister. I want to read something that somebody just inboxed me on Facebook a while
ago. Go ahead.
Our dear brother is Fidelis. He is writing from Nnewi. He said, okay, sir. I am from Nnewi in Anambra State, and I was born and brought up in the north. But my able director, I was maltreated by those Hausa Fulani until the last one that took place in 2011. The presidential election in 20... Barrister, are you listening at all?
Attentively.
Until the presidential election of 2011, they destroyed our home, that we had to come back to Nnewi with nothing. I am ready to die for my country, Biafra. So, my director, I take this Biafra very serious, to the extent that people are now calling me Biafra. I want to be with you. He wants to fight for his country, and if need be, die for his country. Their house, Barrister, was destroyed when Buhari said, I will make this country ungovernable because I lost. And there you go. They are now homeless in the village. Please go ahead.
Director, you see, this is what I quoted, if not yesterday, this morning. It was on the 16th of May, 2012, when Buhari made that particular comment. Baboon and dogs will be soaked in blood because he lost. Now, this, our brother, now in Nnewi, confessing, who was born and brought up in Sokoto, but they destroyed their abode. He had to come back to Nnewi. That is going back to our culture. Our people have said this to you many, many times, especially those in Lagos. Those in Lagos, they make me go irate that what is happening again and again and again is not even affecting them. Is it not Ibokwe this morning when we are reading the news? Who is prepared to go and campaign for Buhari? Our people, you've lost your senses. This is a cry shame. And that's why Radio Biafra is a premier. That is why what we have done since we started, no other radio station can do it. Because here, we are prepared to die for the truth that we stood on. Director, it's a big shame. You are fighting for somebody, and they are fighting away from you. Of course, in any situation, you find those who agree with you and those who disagree with you. But my happiness is the majority of our people are with us. As they always say, if you are with God, you are with majority. And that's why we stand here. And I think a lot of people are buzzing you. Let me give way.
Thank you very much. The very eminent Barrister, and he's right. Everywhere people are calling us, and we expect them to. We expect them to, because we are live, we are direct, and everybody wants to speak on Radio Biafra. Who can blame them? Who can blame them? Humanity is listening. Rue Ebeni Ne Owasotru. Mankind is listening. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are.
Hello?
For the last time, hello.
Hello?
Your name and where you are.
Okay. I'm a teller, man.
Hello? Can you believe that? Oh, my God. Hey, my goodness me. Hey, well, Chukwabiyama, please have mercy on us. Have mercy. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. This way, people are just testing to see if we are there. if we are there or not. What can I do? I have to laugh, honestly, because I have seen ignorance in my time. What we witness here is just something else. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Yeah, director, this is Nyamame Obinna.
Obinna, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Imo State.
What is this thing? People say Imo. What is Imo? Are you from Mbano? Are you in Okigwe? Are you in Owerri? Are you in Oguta? When people say I'm calling from Imo State, Imo State is very big. Where are you calling from? Your town, where you are.
Okay, I'm calling from Pocina in Idato, not LDA.
That's better. They're saying Imo State. What is it? Who's Imo State? Creation of our WhatsApp people. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm happy with what we are doing there. I really support with everything I can do. I'm willing to support with everything I can do. Even if it means to join the military, the army, I can join if assuming my age can join it, because I'm still a student. But according to the story that my father told me about the Biafran, how it all happened in the 1966 to 1970. So he told me many things about that. I'm not happy with the Northerners, the way they treated us and the way things are going. So I really support and I pray that this Biafran must come. That's all I have.
He say, and thank you very much, Madabura. Thank you for that. Anybody who is qualified, we are not just recruiting any army, please. We are asking for people that will come and sacrifice themselves for their country. That's what we're asking for. Those who will not retreat nor surrender. That is the caliber of people we are looking for. Not everybody will be able to make it. Not everybody will be qualified to serve in the army of Biafra. It is a special and unique privilege to be called upon to serve your country. If you're chosen, then you know you're very, very lucky, honestly. The caller, yes, can you hear me? Good evening.
Ezabuchuku, Awurum, calling from Owerri, your humble servant that you hand over the studio.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. How is Owerri doing? I was worried the other day that it went off briefly. How are you?
Very, very fine. Owazirika and his member was translating about in Owerri today, making himself object of caricature. People were laughing at him. There's been an election. Jiga should go, Jiga should come. People were mocking them today. He fulfilled himself here. They were asking him, are you not hearing IP? indigenous people of Biafra, what they are saying on the air? Here, deaf. So I just parked my car somewhere, looking at those idiots. So I'm now to put an announcement of the meeting we have on Monday at Owerri. So those that are interested to come and join us, they should keep this my number to call. 080-33-69-0047. I repeat, 080-33-69-0047. So, go on.
He said,
I am trying my best.
I know, no, you are. You are doing a marvelous job in Owerri without.
I'll make sure that I die where you die.
I know. You're a good man. Thank you very much for that. And keep doing the work you're doing in Owerri. I welcome it and I love it. I love it so much. The caller on the other line, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? My goodness. They have... I don't know. Maybe it could be network. I don't know. It could be the network. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. People are listening to us all over the world. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well, sir. Director.
Yes, please.
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Turn your system down, please. I'll move away from the room.
My name is Ifani. I'm calling from Owerri.
Thank you very much, Ifani. Go ahead.
So I'm very, very grateful with what I'm seeing. I don't know. Very, very happy. At least with the 18 years, I'm not getting a man.
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you very much. Thank you. I can hear you. I can hear you very well. I can hear you very well.
Please. Okay, sir. Okay, sir. You have not seen it. Nah, man.
He say, thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. Let's go to the line again. The caller on the other phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I'm going to Skype now. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Director, can you hear me?
Of course I can. I'm the one asking you if you can hear me. You say yes, you can, or no, you cannot hear me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. Good
Thank
day,
you
sir.
Very much. Thank you. Please go ahead.
May your days be long.
And yours too. Go ahead.
This is Maswe Chuan, calling from Malaysia.
Yes, please.
Director, Wazirike have done a lot, indeed. Anas kwani ye ju abekeshe yon. Amami ye da very gari non do ne mena koso have work. We need to do something about that guy, honestly. And secondly, director, you know, despite knowing a country history, going online or making research, knowing a country history, that is also another way to know what a country signify. And that very issue is when you see a country, look at the whole countries, look at their flags. You know, you will be able to tell their history. It's in their flags.
That
each country.
That is correct.
Have something that signified when their flag is, this is their history. And when you ask them, what is this in the flag? They will tell you their history with that flag. But the zoo, I don't know, director. Whose idea is it that initiated that very useless flag? Who is this? Do you know the meaning of it? That useless flag, called green, white, green.
You mean the zoo flag? No, God forbid. I had opportunity to study it, but they said green means fertile land. The other white means peace. The other green, only heaven knows what it means. I don't know.
You see, that will give you the perfect picture that the zoo is really a joke. Pure, perfect joke. Because that very useless thing don't have meaning. There is no history on it. The British are in Kwaka, honestly. Just, I'm telling you the fact, Ajira in Kwaka, but our people don't know. There's no nation without a history. That very useless something called flag. What does it stand for? Nobody knows. Nothing.
I want to. This thing, yes. This thing you said now has reminded me of something. I asked people before to go and watch a movie. It's called Django Kill. It's a movie by Quentin Tarantino. People should go and watch it. Django Kill is the name of the movie. It's starring this boy, Jamie Foxx. Have you seen it? Have you seen that movie?
I haven't seen it, director, but I'm telling you,
go and watch it.
The zoo represents nothing. The flag, everything is stand for nothing. It's a joke, indeed.
Pathetic, wretched joke.
Pathetic joke.
It's a joke. Massive, massive one, my dear brother. Thank you very much for that. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, director, I can hear you. This is Eberechukwu calling from Moscow.
Eberechukwu, who? What is your father? Animal, you know, Gawola. If you call Radio Biafra, I need your name and your father's name. Please. You did
my
not
name
give
is Eberechukwu. My name is Eberechukwu. I'm calling from Moscow, director.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director, I must thank you so much for the good work of editorial board of Biafra is doing.
Thank you.
I can't thank you enough, my director.
Thank you.
May Abiyama continue to guide you and bless you, my director. You have inspired a lot of people. You have made the whole world to know that we are the real children of the Most High God, my director. May Chukwoke guide you and protect the radio world of Biafra and keep us alive.
He said, thank you very, very much for that. Our job here is to bring our history to life, and that's what we're doing. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? What is going on here? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, it can't come through. It's not coming through. I don't know what the problem could be. It is not coming through. It is not coming through at all. We are suffering from severe congestion. Massive, massive one. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down if you can. Turn your system down. Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, sir.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello?
Oh, my goodness me. Go ahead.
Good evening, sir. My name is George Ifeanyichukwu.
And George, where are you calling
my
from?
My father's name is Ifeanyichukwu.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Aba.
Thank you very much. But your system is on. It's talking. I can't hear myself very well. You need to go away from the room or turn down your system. It's as simple as that. I don't know. That is why I said only 100 men. You people are not disciplined. That was why you lost the war anyway. You lack discipline and resilience. The ability to endure mentally and keep going. Simple instruction. Turn your system down. You want to hear your voice. Which means you're fake. If you're calling Radio Biafra because you want to hear your voice on the radio, you are fake. You're not real. You are narcissistic and I don't like it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, sir. I'm hearing you.
Thank you very much.
George Ifeanyichukwu.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Aba.
Yes, go ahead.
I thank God Almighty for giving you the inspiration to create such thing.
It wasn't me that created it. I did not create anything.
I know that
anything.
It wasn't you.
It's not me.
I know yes. It wasn't you that created it.
Thank you very much. Go
I
ahead.
Thank God for inspiring you. And I want to encourage you to do what you are doing. I am glad that the whole world, anywhere Igbo is, all the Igbo, they are all hearing you. We want to set aside saboteur. United we stand, divided we fall.
Of course.
If we don't stand as one, we won't achieve our objective. We have to set strong objective. We have to set aside anything that will make us deviate from being one. We have to be one. We have to maintain our policy. We have to create a rigid constitution, not subject to creating their own constitution. Others will be creating theirs.
No, one.
We have to maintain one.
Indivisibility.
Yes, sir.
Indivisibility. Very, very strong.
Indivisibility.
United with a sense of direction and purpose.
If not that Aba women fought against the tax that was about to be paid by women, it could have been up to today, but they fought and they achieved their aim. It is being enjoyed by every woman in Nigeria. I am proud to be an Igbo and I'm proud to be a Biafra. And I pray that Biafra must exist. This time around, we are going to fight for our rights.
You see?
We are going to fight for our rights. No matter the circumstances, I pray that God, Chukwu Adeoma, will help us. Yes, Director, sir. I am glad. I pray that God Almighty will give you good health, long life. God Almighty will give you good health and motivate you to stand strong on what you are doing. And nothing will make you step aside. No Jupiter on earth will make you set aside. We will all support you. And we will follow you till the end. My mom wants to speak to you. Sir.
Of course. Yes, you can come to the phone.
Hello, Director.
Good evening, ma.
Good evening. Biko, Mwa, Peshe, Ifeanyichukwu, Esimaba, Osisi Oma Junction. Ubinde ba muta ahu, ubinde mkare si picha. Ifu dati. La Biafra, Adela. Obodi ihu ilu ala mwa yiso bu ulu ala. Voda te lanyi lu. Di ime Biafra. Unu jisike. Adi miri o chine kenkere li gwe lu uwa. Tobi adi aba unu umo. Fobla angi ime nu. Asi. Da. Biafra ken agari ihudu. Chine keke ngitu bu ha li molulu.
Ise.
Kanyi hekwa li ime zu wa afu. Da lora wala anye.
Ise.
Anya atabu unu anye la ahu la zu ka anye nno di ime ya.
Ise. Ise.
Biko, onye mwanyi nge bara mwunu mwo. Nyunu ogologondo. Nyunu ahike. una enwe ike chineke not anonyo unu una affected our right anye helimo ohia anye no limo oko ohia limo oko ohia lande buku haram nde na ebifu ugu unu chu anle ebifu ugu nde iberibe unu jisi ike Jesus Christ nge gbara mu unu umo chukwu abia ma nge gbara mu unu umo
ise
Chukwu abia ma nge gbara mu unu umo ututu ehihie abali
ise
fugate na anye nge ihe limo oko ohia n'ime ndagwurugwu ndawusa bụ uwe ndị iberi ndị nzuzu ndị eji fu ugwu anya na were abanye kwesịrị ime kọfị
mba
onye ọbụla ngị ike ya sabo na kenagbu tọnda nga efaya onye afayagbuo ya afayagbuo
ise
anya ihe na ndị nzuzu na-ebi fu ugwu ndị arịrịa vegas hele ime wepụta chineke nga imere anyị ya na ihe anyị mbụ ụmụ Izrel ndị agọziri agọzi Chineke ngọzi Chukwu abịa ma ngọziri anyị gọzi biga ndị Igbo oke ịmala ọba anyị ukwu
eziokwu
jisike Chukwu abịa ma ngọziri gbara ngọziri ụmụ jisike
ise
ọba anyị bụ ndị fight tara ụmụ nwaanyị si dị ịkwụ ịtụ ụtụ isi ọba aba woman
so
ke na akpagbuo ndị takwanụ dịka unu na-emepere anyị ọfịs na aba
wudusọ I will do so. August 7116. I have taken it. I will call you.
The annual loss is so much. Joshua, no, 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 Madam Patience, if I know all high tension.
Wow, that is very good.
High tension. I do know, no, 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 high tension. Loss is so much. Joshua, I got it direct.
That is very good. I'm happy.
Me pera ny office de bi ko ba mpa nde ma nde ne boss ni choro no bo 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 bo.
That's very good.
Chukwu abia ma God sera m ne kuku ta chukwu abia ma God sera m o ha ha Jesus.
Amen and amen and amen. Thank you very much. He say 3 times over. Chukwu abia ma is God. Onye ngwa na Chineke. Who said will not prevail against the you know Satan will try to make you understand that grace is coming. Redemption is coming. There is nothing the devil will not try to stop us. We represent a timeline in the history of mankind. The coming of Biafra is pivotal for world history. And if you are lucky enough, because not everybody who says, I want to join the army will be selected. If you are lucky enough to be accepted into the army of Biafra, I don't think there's anything greater than you in life. Nothing will be greater than you in this life. We will make sure of that. I'm telling you. Watch and see. This is Radio Biafra. No, they are not there. Abagon Hoso, they wanted to check if the line is working at all or not. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sunday Ibamuchi Anyamagodi. I'm calling from Abadet. I'm a native of Okwa.
Okwa. Thank you very much. Where the oil comes from. Thank you. Yes. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sir, I am very, very happy to hear all this you are talking. Before, I wasn't interested, but now I'm very much interested. You see? You have opened my eyes. Even since you have been talking this, my heart has melted. Even I feel like going to massacre everybody. Because my father lost at that war. And since I was all in this zoo, that's not going well for me. To show me that this is not my place. Please, I pray that Chukwu Obiama will help you people and help us. Because even I have been telling my friends, some of them are making caricature of me. And say, you are what we can do this, and we lost our chance to do this, and there's those people who don't understand. So, sir, I want you to bring a strategy that way people to understand that this is a reality. The people are fooling, you know, these are Igbo people, they are blind. They are too blind. They don't, before they agree something, unless they see that thing, kuro, before they agree. So I pray that God will continue to ginger you, empower you, support you, in every area of this very thing you are doing now. And I know that victory will be ours. In Jesus' name.
He say. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Reverend Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Chukwujike Joseph.
Chukwujike Joseph, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Owerri, Imo State.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Director, I don't have much to say. But what I'm trying to say now on the contribution I want to make is that this zoo called Nigeria, it's time that we are going to come out of that place.
You see?
You can see I'm living in this orgy for 2 years now. But this orgy have no light. I haven't seen light since ever I packed in this house.
For 2 years?
So they called 2 years, 2 years. You can ask anybody or turn around about. There's no light since 2 years from now. Nobody is scared. Nobody is talking about it. So that is why I'm even saying that we can come out from this zoo. Because we are suffering too much. This one is too much. So I want to commend, and even the person that even said that is going is in the House of Assembly, Onyebuchi, I don't even know what they call him. We voted him the last time at the election. But he didn't even remember anybody. Since now we are in darkness. So I'm praying that God will allow us so that we come out from this zoo. Please, Director. I'm even praying that Chukwu Abiama will give you the grace and give you the and the gratitude so that we will carry this Biafra to the promised land. We are from the Israelites. So I'm even begging and even begging our brothers that they will support you and will be praying for you so that everything will come out successfully. Pray in Chukwu Abiama's name.
He said, thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome it. I welcome it so much, especially when our mothers call. My goodness me. That is a vibration you get inside you. Honestly. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Speak up your name and where you are, please. You are live to the whole world. Everybody's
Hello,
listening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Adiotu, means unity in English. And I'm calling from Imo State, over the West local government area.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah. When I heard about the Biafra radio session, I was overjoyous about it. But I was not born when this Biafra issue came up. I heard the story through my parents. And ever since I heard the story, I was not happy about everything that happened concerning Yorubas called the Babus or whatever, and the Hausas. I live in Lagos for many years. I know how the way they handle us. If you're not a tribe by them, they cannot give you house. Go to Hausas, they behave as swear. So I have not seen anything in common that they will have with Igbos. I have not seen anything that Igbos will have in common with Hausa and Yorubas. Our lifestyles and their own lifestyles are not the same. They are not matched at all. So I thank you, our director, for bringing this issue up once again after our late father had brought it before. I know that somebody that may be greater than that, our late father, Nene Ojukwu Odumegwu, will still come up. Had even that I have money or I have opportunity to be like one of you people, the fact the issue of Biafra of 18, I'm telling you the way it is in my mind now, it would have been maybe do or die. But I thank God that somebody like you have come up. And I strongly believe that there's nothing will make you to go back or have biased mind. Chukwu Abiama will be with you. Keep it on.
Thank
and
you.
I'm strongly believe that we are stepping into our promised land. Nothing ever will stop it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Very fluid and very erudite, and I love that. I like it when people articulate their points very, very well, and it enables us to understand where we are going, the dimension we are taking, and the focus we must bring to bear on this very effort. I presume I have somebody on the line. Can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, Director.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Go ahead. The caller on Skype, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Clifford Uwachukwu Uswani. I'm calling from Sweden.
Yes.
I'm from Delta State in Kwale.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You rang this morning.
Yeah, I called this morning. Like yes. I said,
You're very lucky. Very, very lucky to get through. To call in the morning and the evening and get through. Very, very lucky man you are. Go ahead, please.
I'm a constant listener to your preaching, your words and motivation. So I'm so interested about everything that is coming out of your mouth. Because it's not every human that is being gifted with this kind of wisdom. It's not about energy. It's about wisdom. God has given you this wisdom, just like David. So there is something I want to contribute this evening, and it's left for the organization to put it in on the table for the all members to deliberate on, and in preparation for the restoration of Biafra. And this is about the port of worry. You know, the port of worry when it comes to getting aids from international communities. Hello?
We are listening attentively. Go ahead.
Yeah. And at the same time, because we cannot depend on the port of Lagos, going the relationship between us and the Yorubas for long decades problem we've been having with them. So it will be very good if we start to make a plan with the port of worry. Like I said in the morning, try to work with Asare Dokubo and the likes of him, and maybe the Port Harcourt port also, because when it comes, a lot of things, supplies will be needed to be flowing into the Biafra land. I mean, for defensive purposes. Because when the time comes, most of these international countries, they might want to use the zoo country, the government, and to block the port of the port in Lagos. So being the port in the land of the Biafra, they will have no power, no control over it. So it would be better if a good plan is being arranged when things it started to heat up in that zoo. So there will be no disruption of supplies.
There is no. Do you have a map of Biafra land with you?
Not with me right now.
If you go and look at it, we have water line all the way from Warri to Calabar. And within those three places, we have what is called deep lying seaport. Warri is a seaport. Iguacha has a seaport. And so also is Calabar is a seaport. Can decide to use Bonny. There are many ways. There are many things we need to do, and we are going to do them. We are not at liberty to divulge it live on air. If they stop us, we will kill them. It's as simple as that. And I've been told you don't attend meetings. Why is that? Why don't you attend the family meeting in Sweden?
Actually, I'm very far away. I think they have it in Stockholm. I'm here in Gothenburg City.
We have family in Gothenburg.
Really?
Yes, we have a family in Gothenburg, and you should try and make contact with them. If you keep listening, I will announce the telephone contact number for the overall national in Sweden. You contact them, you become part of our family in Gothenburg. And also call Kwale, call the village, and tell them what is happening. I don't know if they're receiving CHK in Kwale or not. I'm not too sure. I need to ask. And I need confirmation that CHK is in your village. Is it there?
I'm not really sure because my parents are dead and I've left the country for too long, and all my siblings are in Lagos, and we lost contact because of the poverty and everything, you know, being caused by the zoo empire.
I
would try to get in touch with a family person in Delta State Kwale to know.
Try and find out from them. They will tell you, because I need confirmation that Kwale is also covered. Thank you very much. I love your enthusiasm. I love your intellect, and I love what you're bringing to the table. Thank you. But try and join the family in Gothenburg. I have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Hello, director.
Yes, please.
My name is Benedict Ogechukwu Mba. I'm calling from Ireland.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. Please, which part of Ireland are you in? Are you in Waterford, in Cork, in Dublin? Where exactly are you?
I'm from Waterford.
From Waterford. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
I just want to thank you, Director, for the great work you've been doing for us, the people of Biafra. I want to thank you because it's been on my mind to call, but I've not been able to make that call. But my husband calls, I know. But I just decided to call because that is, every time you speak, I write, and I get my jotter and my paper, and I write a lot. And I've learned so much since I've been listening to Radio Biafra. I think you are just a man of wisdom, and God has just brought you to us as a great Messiah. And I just want to thank you, and I say may God bless you and keep on strengthening you and keep on being with you until Biafra comes. And one thing I just want to mention is that for some days now, I discovered that you got a little bit upset more than usual. So your words are like more abusive and a lot of insults and some kind of languages. I've heard you most of the time warn callers not to use, you know. And I decided to call to just draw your attention to these little abusive languages, because you know, you remember that children are listening as well, and we are happy to let them listen. But these days, we are like a little bit of scared to let the children listen, because you are like upset. Because I know that many things are going on in Biafra land, that is in Nigeria, that is very, very upsetting when you read the news. So I just decided to call to just remind you that please remember that children are listening. And I do not think or believe that we need all these abusive languages to get Biafra. So we should be hearing the next step we need to take to getting Biafra. So that's just one of my points. And then yes, the second point I want to make is about this religious matters. These people that call and begin to like try to engage you in arguments of who to worship or who to pray to. Some say pray to through Mary and through this and that, you know. I just want to believe that Chukwu Abiama is our God. And getting Biafra is the first miracle that God is going to do in Biafra land. So we don't need to start like, you know, spending ages like talking about worship this through Jesus or through this and that. I want you to just like try to leave all those issues apart. And just go on with the next step we need to take in getting Biafra. And not arguing about all those religious matters. You know, I believe that when Biafra comes, God is mighty enough. Chukwu Abiama is mighty enough to stand and prove himself as God, as our God. So there's no need spending time, you know, trying to say, don't call this, call this and call that. So that's just my own contribution. And I pray that God in heaven is going to give us Biafra, because we are solidly behind you, praying and and just supporting and just making sure that we do our own part, and we believe that Chukwu Abiama is going to give us Biafra.
He say. Thank you very much for that, and well received. I have taken cognizance of what you have said, and we shall act accordingly. Thank you very much for your call. And my regards to your husband and to the family. Thank you very, very much. Our dear sister from Ireland. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know if the caller on the line can hear me. Please turn your system down. I beg you, turn your system down before I come to you. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me. So we will try and go back to the other line as well to try and ascertain who is there. I have a caller also on Skype who is waiting.
The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? This, turn your system down, please. Turn it down. The caller on Skype. Oh, my goodness me. That is the problem, isn't it? That is the problem. People are not paying attention. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, I can hear you very well, sir.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my director. My name is Chukwu Ode, Ndubisi.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. Ndubisi, go ahead.
I'm calling from Enugu.
Thank you.
Since last month, I heard this Radio Biafra. I've been trying to reach you. It is difficult.
I know. It is. It's a very difficult thing to get us here live on air. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
Okay. Okay. I thank you very much for what you've been doing on this Radio Biafra. I used to listen to this radio every day, morning and night. And I love what is happening. And I can tell you that I'm struggling behind what is going on. Whatever it will take to fight for this Biafra, I'll fight. Somebody dies for me, and if I die for Biafra, I'm not regretting it. At least I will be happy to die for Biafra. That's the only thing I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I have people everywhere calling us, and I shall defer to the phone line. There is a caller on the phone. Can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Can you hear me? No. They are not paying attention, are they? Not paying attention. Very sad indeed. I wish they could pay attention. I wish they could pay attention. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and direct to the whole of humanity. Humanity is listening, and we are live and direct. The caller on Viber, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Raise your voice for me, if you may. Raise your voice, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay. I'm Christian Nemeka. I'm calling from Enugu, Nigeria.
From Enugu. Your voice is very, very low.
Hello?
Are you a pastor? Your voice is low.
Hello?
I can hear you. I can hear you, but your voice is low. Please try and add some energy to your voice to be able to break the first line barrier that we have on our monitors here for the world to be able to hear you. The caller on the phone,
good
can you hear me?
Sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much. What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Ikenna Ayu Ozurumba.
Ikenna Ozurumba.
Hello,
thank you very
sir.
Much. Yes, go ahead. We can hear you. Ikenna, go ahead.
From every hite, Ibise.
Thank you
and
very much.
I'm here now in Aba calling.
Thank you. Thank you. Please go ahead.
So, sir, I want to thank you and thanking God for all the efforts people are making for Biafra.
Thank you.
And also to encourage you, it is not an easy something. Even it was not easy for Moses to bring the Israelites from Egypt to Israel. I know too well we must pass a lot of things. But because God helped Moses to bring Israelites to their domain, the same thing that God will help you and all the Biafrans to actualize and to recover the land of Biafra.
You see?
Hello, sir.
I can hear you. We are all listening.
And
the whole
the
world is listening.
Time,
go ahead.
I want to encourage people in Aba here, and also in Imo State and other places. Owazirike is trying to do what people cannot understand him because he has tried and tried and failed. But this time, he will not make it again. Because of the betraying of people that makes during that particular time of Biafra, it's because of the betraying that makes people to be afraid. They have come again. If there is anything we can do to see that the Wasiki is not living again, that should be the best to do, to see that the Biafra stand. And I want to have the number of where they are staying here in Aba. I want to join them, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. And that number will be announced very, very shortly. I thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. We are live. We are direct. People are calling us and we are taking their calls as rightfully we should be able to do. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, our numbers remains +44208133-9976, +44783130836. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
I hear you very clear and louder.
Thank you very much. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Okay, my name is Okere Ododebeha.
Thank you. Where are you calling from?
From Akwa Ibom State.
Akwa Ibom. Where are you calling from now? Where are you right now as you're calling?
Akwa Ibom. Yes, yes.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Please, go ahead. Thank you.
Please, since 3 days today, I have been very happy to hear what is going on Radio Biafra. My joy is that we have passed through so many problems in the Zulu nation,
yes,
called Nigeria.
We have.
And I want to ask, sir?
Yes, go ahead.
I said we have suffered so much in the Zulu called Nigeria.
We have. That is
and,
true.
Yes, we suffer much. So what I'm trying to say is that I am from Okanafo local government. And what is going on now, we are not aware. How do we get connection? How do we get a center? So that our youth will be connected to be aware of what is going on. This trail is a good one. We want to be a partner to it.
Now, let me ask you a question. Can you hear me? Let me ask you a question. Can you hear me? Hello? No. I don't think you can. Can you hear me?
Hello. Hearing you.
Yes.
Sir?
How are you listening to Radio Biafra now? Are you getting Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6?
No, I'm in the wedding. Come to visit my brother for 3 days today. I listen to it at the wedding.
Okay.
So I don't know. When I get back home, I will see whether I will get it in Okanagan.
Okay, we are going to mount our relay stations in Akwa Ibom. I said that before. We will cover all Biafra land. We are coming with multiple layers. We will be on AM. We will be on FM. We will be on satellite. We will be online and also satellite TV. 5 layers. They cannot destroy it. 5 layers. We know what we are doing. Our strategy is devastating. They did not count on one thing. The zoo did not count on one thing, which we know. Do you know what that thing is? Whenever a genuine Biafran hears the truth, they know. Even if they are dreaming, even if they are sleeping, if they hear the truth, they don't need somebody. There is a spirit inside us that will tell you, you don't have to be there. You don't have to be there. If you hear the truth, there is a spirit of truth in each and every Biafran in the whole world. Even the ones born today. That is why this gospel will spread. And that is the thing that we are going to defeat the zoo with. The gospel of truth and honesty. That is one thing that we have. We can never, ever abandon it. Never. If heaven likes, let it fall down. Our incorruptibility remains. We can never, ever, ever compromise. Never. I love it this way because we are fighting many demons at the same time. And I love it. I love this challenge. We are fighting the demon of apathy caused by Wazirike and his betrayal. We are fighting the mentality of stupidity of the likes of Wazirike and those two blind or still blinded by, I don't know what I would call it, if it's ignorance, still following him. We are battling the corrupt Ohanaeze. We are battling the ignorance that they brought with them. We are battling those of them that the zoo installed. You know, your so-called governors with the Awasa boyfriends. We are battling them as well. We are battling Awasa Fulani
We are battling Yoruba. We are battling the forces of division within Biafra. Those hell-bent on dividing us into Southeast and South-South. Those hell-bent on dividing us into Igbo Niger Delta. We have too many battles, and I love it. There is, people may be thinking, oh, but it's too many battles to fight at the same time. No, there is only one silver bullet for all of them. Only one bullet, one solution to all of them. You know what it is? The truth. That's all. Once you fire the bullet of truth, it kills all of these things at the same time. That is exactly what we are doing, in truth and in honesty. That Chukwu Abiama's name may be praised. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No. The caller the one on Skype now, can you hear me? I want to know if the caller on Skype can hear me, please. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Derek, you're speaking to me.
Yes, you are on Skype and I'm speaking to you. Please turn your system down. Give us your name and where you are. Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chinas Anel. I'm calling from Germany at the moment.
Which part of Germany are you in?
I'm in Bremen.
Are you part of the family in Bremen?
Sir, I am partially, but yes, I will fully join them.
That's okay, sure. Go ahead.
So I just want to comment something, exactly what you said now about when a Biafra heard the truth, they joined.
Of course.
I want to remind you the day I met you. Can you hear me, sir?
The world is listening and I can hear you very, very well. Please go ahead. I don't interrupt people when they speak. Go ahead.
You never said nothing to me, but there was an aura you carried. And I will never forget that day because I saw you, I looked at you. There was something about you. There was something about you. I never knew who you were. I never heard about you until the day somebody told me about you. Kester here in Bremen told me about you. Then I have to look into the YouTube. I saw all your documentations, everything, and I said, "Wow, wow!" I just want to confirm what you're saying that a Biafra, once a Biafra heard about you or hear the truth, they follow. I never knew you. But that day I saw you, I will never forget.
Thank you.
There's something about you, and I believe in you. You are my role model. God bless you, sir.
And you too as well. Thank you. All honor goes to Chukwu Abiama. We are mere mortals. Chukwu Abiama is immortal, and only him is God and worthy of praise. Thank you very much for that, for your kind words. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother.
I'm calling from Waterford.
Thank
you.
Can you
hear me?
Loud and clear. We are all listening. Even Thank those you, in Brazil are listening. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. My name is Charles Mba Okere from Okigwe, Imo State. I'm calling from Waterford, Republic of Ireland.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Director. Good evening. Director, well done. Thank you so much for all your hard work. And I'm always glad whenever I hear your voice. You know, because it's very encouraging to me, you know, how the strength, I know it's not everybody, I can't do it. But when I see somebody who is doing what I cannot do, I always like to praise that person. So you are so much wonderful. You are different. Thank you so much, Director.
Thank you. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Please, Director, I also have a small announcement to make for the IPOB in Ireland. It's regarding there's an event coming up on the 17th of this March on Tuesday that is called St. Patrick's Day celebration. It's like a carnival. And then this is the instruction from our national coordinator, Isaiah Ova, who said I should give this announcement so that all the zonal departments, all the zones should come out on that 17th. And then to fly our flag high, because it's an event that everybody, people from all over, even people travel from other countries to come to Ireland for that for this event. So it's going to be a good opportunity for us to fly our flag and to, you know, share our flyers to people who don't know about us, so that they can know about us. It's just unfortunate that we didn't meet up, you know, with the registration to partake in a parade. But next time I know we are going to do that. So, but I'm saying all the zonal coordinators to be aware that everybody is being represented wherever they are in their zones throughout Ireland to come out that day and then fly the flag of IPOB and then share the flyers. The evangelism that we are doing, let it continue. It's a good opportunity for us to come out and show the rest of the world. It's not just Ireland, many people. Other countries, people come on holidays because of this event. So it's a very good opportunity for us. So that's what I want to announce to them. Thank you, Director. And please, another thing I just want to say, just reflecting on the announcement, I said about Wazirike. Actually, to me, I would have easily suggest that we don't mention his name. But I want to ask, why somebody who called himself a freedom fighter, where did he get the money that he's sharing people? Is it from his salary? Is it from where? Or he sold a property? Where did he get the money? Because he keep on exposing himself. He said that if he's denying that he's not working with the Nigeria, he's not getting anything from the Nigeria, where did he get this money that he is sharing to people? Because as a freedom fighter, there's a lot of things you have to do with money. So where do you get the extra to share to people? Just like Nigerian politics, a politician, they share the money for people to vote, because people don't vote there in the zoo because they want to vote. They vote because people give them money. So they buy people to vote. And then this called himself a freedom fighter. He's sharing people money with, like, the politicians. And how can he say now he's a freedom fighter? Where did he get those money to share? That's what I want to ask, you know. So he should stop deceiving himself. And those people who are following him, they should come up to their senses and think, you know. I know that people are hungry. Whenever you give them 200 naira and 300 naira, they just follow you, whatever you said. But it's just like people selling their birthright because of a pot of porridge, something, a peanut. So people should wake up because of that. Thank you, Director. And may God bless you.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwa Biama also abide with you. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. People are calling us as we expect them to. From all over this very planet. They call Radio Biafra. That is why we will always remain here to serve dedicatedly with all that we have. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. And let us try once again to see if they are capable of hearing us. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. They will get the hang of it very soon. Later on, they will get the hang of it. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello, Director.
Yes, please, my dear brother.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you.
Hello?
Oh, no, my goodness me. He cannot hear me. He cannot hear me. This is the network in the Zoological Republic. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes.
Please, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is...
Hello? Go ahead.
I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead and speak. Don't wait for your voice to come to the radio.
I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Abba.
We are listening. Yes, I know.
World Bank.
World Bank in Abba. Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to encourage you for what you have been doing. God will encourage you. We strengthen you. And keep on.
Thank you very much.
And Daniel 11, that you say, those that know their God shall be strong and they will do exploits.
That is correct.
God will encourage you, will help you to continue. One thing I want to assure that Israel in Jeremiah 2:14, he said that Israel is not a bond slave. We are not a bond slave to the Jews.
His line, his credit has run out. Thank you very much for that. Of course, we are not slaves. That is why
I will never ever acquire slave mentality. Instead, I will starve to death. It's impossible. How can you go to an Awusa man to go and ask for money that belongs to you? It's, I'm looking for a contract. I'm in Sokoto. I know an Alahaji here. He's my friend, and I'm looking for contract. The Alahaji, I'm looking for contract in his hand. Where did he get his money from? From my own compound. It's not proper now. There's something wrong with that. It's not proper. Our brother from Kwale in Sweden, I have the telephone number to give to you for our national in Sweden, Agunobi. He's affectionately referred to. The number, of course, you're in Sweden, is +46 72 77 23 447. I repeat, +46 72 77 23 447. That is the number for our national in Sweden. If you call him, he will direct you to Gothenburg on how to contact our people there. Thank you very, very much for that. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. Once again, we remind everybody calling that we are live and direct and that the whole world is listening as we expect them to. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are not paying attention. Now my sister can understand why I was upset. Can you see what happens? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They can't hear me.
Calling from Enugu State.
From Enugu State, yes. What is your name?
Okafor Ikechukwu George.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Obiagu, Enugu State.
Thank you.
I am happy with you and over what you are doing. Now, actually, I joined this program yesterday.
Yes.
And after that, I was so highly moved. So I went down to High Institution, the IMT here. I gathered a group of engineering students. I was giving them the orientation about Biafra. I found out that many youth, all our youth, they are eager to hear something like this. But the problem is that nobody to inform us. Now, we have limited time in terms of this voting or no voting. What can we do? What can you do now to publicize this thing? Let it be known to us, for we are tired of this youth. So the youths in Biafra land, we are eagerly waiting for who will take us up. So how can this be made known to everybody?
Maybe.
Actually, after my service in November last year, I was opportunity to serve in the North. I found out that we are not compatible at all. We are not one, and nothing will make us to be one. So I'm saying this is opportunity for us to regain our homeland that was fought for us. So what can you do to let this thing come down to us, the youths here? We are waiting for who?
Hold on. How are you listening now? Can you tell us how you are listening to Radio Biafra now? How do you listen to Radio Biafra? How? Is it through radio or satellite? How? Hello?
Hello?
How are you listening to us now? Can you tell me? Is it through the radio or satellite?
I can't hear you,
bro. Can you hear me? The network is very bad. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
How are you listening to Radio Biafra? Is it through CHK or is it through satellite? How are you listening? I want to know how you are listening to Radio Biafra.
Through radio.
Radio. So why can't those students at IMT, don't they have mobile phones? Every mobile phone has FM in it. They can listen to Radio Biafra using their mobile phones. It has FM on it.
Actually, even myself, it was like a miracle yesterday.
Yes, go ahead.
Miracle yesterday to tune to this station. And listening, I thought it was even preaching, but I found out hearing a voice that was talking to me like my own father, and I listened well, I was opportune to read at this. So I'm saying that there will be need for for this local publicity. Let this be well known, understand? Because if this should only be on A like this, then it will be difficult for us to achieve this thing you are telling us now within this limited time. They say 28.
Tell me, hold on. What do you want us to do on the ground? Give us a suggestion. What do you want us to do on the ground physically to make it possible? Just tell me. We've lost him because I know his credit gave us warning that he was finishing. I welcome your views all the same. I welcome it. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Your name and where you are?
Hello.
I can hear you very well. Your name and where you are? Exactly. That is the problem. That is the problem. People want to hear their own voice and I can't. Sometimes it drives me mad. I can't tolerate that. I can't. You say hello, hello. You've heard my voice. Instead of you to continue, you come back again and you keep saying hello. I don't understand. It doesn't make sense to me. Does not make sense to me. I have a caller on Viber. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
Sorry?
Good morning from here.
And
I can hear you, Director.
Good evening from here. Please go ahead.
All right. My name is Ihenachi Ahage Obase. I'm from Akeze in Ebonyi State.
Thank you.
Director, yes. Director, I want to thank you for being there for us because it's not easy to carry on this great commission that God mandated upon you. For you to have accepted and volunteered yourself to carry on this commission, I thank you and I pray that Chukwu Abiama will continue to guide and protect you in all your ways.
Yes, sir.
Another thing that I want to contribute is the fact that Wazirike or anybody is doing anything against the movement of the Biafra. I want you to know, and I want every Biafrans to know, that what God bring, or what God has said that should be, must definitely and surely be someday, and no gate of hell shall prevail against that. So let's just see what Wazirike or anybody is doing. Let us just see it as a sign that Biafra is just at the next door. And by the special grace of God, by the special grace of Chukwu Abiama, Biafra will soon emerge. And everybody, including Wazirike, will stay and see that Biafra have come to stay. And by the special grace of God, it must be so. And I want you to continue with your effort in whatever thing you are doing. Don't let anything to shake you. Don't let anything to weigh you down. No matter what anybody is doing, no matter what anybody is saying, just continue with this commission. And I pray that Chukwu Abiama will continue to guide you, guide your family, guide every Biafrans, the lovers of Biafran, even the enemies of Biafrans, so that they will be alive to witness that day when our flag will be raised up and God himself will take all the glory. Thank you, my Director, and continue with your job.
Thank Bye-bye. You very much. Ise. We are live and direct. We are taking your calls from all over this very planet as Chukwu Abiama decreed that we must. That we may gather all of you together so that you will be able to worship him in truth and honesty in the land he gave to our forebears. Very, very important you do that. The caller on the line, can you hear me? The caller on the line, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct, and humanity is listening as we expect them to listen. If you want to speak to us, you have to call Radio Biafra. If you do so, we will be able to take your call. Once again, my goodness me. They are calling. Let's try this one. It can't even connect. It can't even connect due to the volume of calls coming in. Our lines, they keep crashing. Let's try once again and see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. What is your name and
where
are you calling from?
Yes, I can hear you, my director.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My name is Obi Ajulo Kav.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Please go ahead.
my director, and the one that messaging you on WhatsApp about what to do in Biafra land for us to go out for all these things that Owaseke has been damaging for us in Biafra land. My suggestion is, let all the coordinator in Biafra land print a flyer so that they will post it everywhere in Biafra land, both in the churches, both in the school, both in the market, both in the street, both all every place that people are gathering, so that our people will know that CHK 97.6 is on. Everybody will, if everybody started listening to your voice, all this Nowazirike is doing will stop. So this is what I'm trying to suggest, if you can look into it and see if it can work. So I pray that Chukwuabiamwa will make it to work, because I believe that with this, our people will listen and understand what is going on. May God bless you, my director. May Chukwuabiamwa bless you.
Thank you very much. He say, thank you very much for that. And we will go and take some of your calls once again, and then we will be able to bring our program to a close. Mind you, we'll reconvene again in the morning, because our job never, ever finishes. It never finishes. We continue. And we are telling everybody, do not go out to vote. Go out and canvass it as well. Go and tell people, do not vote. If you renew, it's a thief coming to you to renew their mandate to continue stealing. If an armed robber were to come to you now on the road and say, renew my mandate, I want to keep being an armed robber. Give me money so I can go and even recruit more people to come and rob you. Will you give them money to do so? These criminals called politicians, they are asking you to do exactly that. There is no need voting. What are you voting for? The teachers, they voted in Benue. They are owing them 5 months salary. So why are you, what are you, no, just explain the rationale behind voting. We have a perfectly fine structure that was working before the white man came. So if there is no governor at Owerri, people own that very place. They can manage their lives better. Then we begin the process of consultation. There will be no vacuum. There will never ever be a vacuum. We know what to do, but we can't tell you before Ndi Oshin and Magame be here. The caller on the line, can you
hello,
hear me?
My director.
Yes, my dear brother.
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Thank
my
you.
My name is Nonso. Okay, can call me from Enugu.
Thank you.
I'm getting life and clear in Enugu State, the land of Biafra.
Thank you.
Yes, I was there, I was starting with you on WhatsApp also, telling you about, okay, what happened is that today, I went to meet a media planter, this people that used to print a poster.
Yes,
for campaigning. I meet them. So I was asking them to print this thing for me, and this is how many copies I wanted. But I want to ask you a question. What if on my way, like I want to go and paste the whole poster everywhere I went? I like, if I want to go out to work, I will go about with it like 20 copies. I'm printing everywhere. But what if somebody calls me, like if they call me now, okay, am I committing any offense?
No, you are not committing any offense. There is something that, okay, the only reason why you will commit an offense is because the people you're dealing with are not civilized. That is why we call them baboons and monkeys. An average person, a police recruit, an average mobile policeman is from Hausa land. They don't go to school.
Yes.
They can't write their names. They don't know anything. Some of them, when they run out of people, they go to Niger and they bring them. So they don't know anything. When you try to explain to them, do you know there is a constitution and it says freedom of expression, which means you are,
yes,
free to express what you think. As long as you're not breaking the law,
yes,
there is no law that says that you must go to vote. If you don't vote, they will jail you. So you have every right to canvass for that very opinion to be heard by other people. They won't understand. That is why when we do things in PO, on IPOB back home on the ground, there is a very special way we do it.
You are not going to be caught and nobody will catch
okay.
you. Because you are not committing any crime. But before you do anything, it must be centrally coordinated. That's where we work. We don't want any problem. They arrested one of us only once. That came from Kafanchan for a meeting. And we got him out. We don't want anything to happen to
you. No problem.
We have people trained for that very effort, please. And they will do it and do it very, very well. We want to show them that we'll stop election.
I can do that very well. They will see the posters everywhere. They will be asking whether it's split that he's posting the whole poster.
Go and do so.
I will tell them that we are Biafran, that we are smart. Another thing I want to say about Wazilike is that can't we end Wazilike's, lifespan?
No, you don't do that, because if you do it, that is what the devil wants you to do. The devil wants you to do, because our land is holy. If you check in the Ten Commandments, it says, thou shalt not kill. People don't understand. Because there is something called Unsala, where we come from. If you spill the blood of somebody on the ground, you have offended the land itself, which means you have offended Chukwu Abiam in heaven. So you don't do things like that where we come from. No, you don't. Once you do it, the devil will now go to Chukwu Abiam and say, oh, I told you so. They are like all the other ones. They are not as special as you're saying that they are. You claim they are spreading this gospel for you, but can't you see they are like all of them? Can't you see they are shedding blood, they are killing their own kind? We don't want to do that. Owazulike will die, and vultures will eat his flesh. Udele geriozun, aga heli heli. Udele geriozun. That's the promise I made to him, and it's going to happen. And he will say it. No amount of dibia can save you. No amount of native doctor. It doesn't matter who you... Ask those of them that tried us now where they are today. You will never succeed. Never. Owazurike is being used as an example. You know that name is gone now. It's like Ifajuna. Nobody will ever name their child Owazurike again. Never. That name is closed and closed forever and ever. Anybody answering it, they will keep answering it until that very lineage is gone. Nobody will ever name their child that again. It's impossible. Because the same way we see Fajuna is how we see him. For somebody to come out, it's like Nelson Mandela coming out and saying, I want them to remove the chairman of the electoral board of apartheid South Africa because he's going to stop a white man from winning. That's what it sounds like to me. Doesn't make any sense at all. But thank you for that. We don't spill the blood of Biafrans because Chukwu Abiam will be upset with us. We don't do that. But if they come to kill us, we'll kill them. Like they did in Okwe. If you go to kill people, they will kill you. But if they stay where they are and keep lying and cheating, that is their business, they can go ahead and do so. But anything you do in the name of Biafra to impact on Biafra, we will broadcast it on Radio Biafra. Thank you very much for that. We are not here to kill. We are here to kill our Safulani and Yoruba. We are not here to kill our own people. Our own people, Chukwu Abiam, is his children. He knows what to do with them. Our job is to get Biafra, and that's it. Thank you very much for that. And all of you as well who called in this very evening. All of you who dedicatedly have been listening to Radio Biafra 24/7. Those of you in Owerri. Those of you also in Onitsha. I'm not getting calls from Onitsha. I don't know what is going on with Onitsha area. But we know we are live in Onitsha. Or maybe it could be the congestion. I don't understand. And those of you in Enugu, in Owerri, in Onitsha. You are doing, and above, of course, my goodness me, exceptionally well. And you must continue. I don't want to put any relay station in my hometown yet. It will be the last. Oh, my Rukwecha Kawakoko. Oh, Buria, doesn't a village? Huh? No. My village will be last. Everywhere else in Biafra land will be covered. My village will be last. So you understand. If you understand what we mean. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be back here again tomorrow morning. And in case you never knew before, I'm sure by now you will understand that Biafra is our religion. I repeat, Biafra is our religion. And here on Radio Biafra is where we worship because we speak the truth. Eziokwu. We preach the gospel of truth. That the restoration of the kingdom of heaven may take place in our lifetime. The only thing that will save us is the truth. Nothing more. Saul says only the weapon we have is the truth. Nothing more, nothing less. the zoo is vibrating right now. Everywhere is vibrating. We have done it in such a way that even people who were previously impervious, people who cannot absorb and receive the truth, by the grace of Chukwuebi Amada, now receiving it. And that is why here we will always worship him, because only him is worthy to be praised. Only Chukwuebi Amada's name is worthy to be praised. He will guide and bless. He will also nurture and keep each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, the same Chukwuebi Amada will bless Biafra. Chukwuebi Amada, you will bless Biafra. You created her as an inheritance upon your children. The time has come for you to show the world that you're God, that your world will never pass away. Now is the time it has come. We are not worthy, we know. We are sinful, that is correct. We have fallen short of your glory, we know. But remember your word. That's all we're counting on. From me, from here, this very moment, it is good evening.